Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah, I see fish.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. I see fish.
Oh, Granny. Hello. Hello, everybody out there.
Hello.
This is Detective Sergeant Michael Scott Gerald Shannon III.
And I'm Commander Mill Drysdale of the Good Ship Commerce Bank in Beverly Hills.
And I'm from the Z Morton Zoo.
And I'm from the greatest rich enclave in the history of the world.
Morning to you and to yours.
And to Granny.
Who? Granny.
Yeah, I see fish.
Do you, Granny?
I don't get that joke. How about a groaner?
Let's have one. Shall we?
At what seafood restaurant chain are you likely to see exposed buttocks?
Which one?
Thong John Silver's.
Yeah, I see fish.
I don't get that.
I don't either.
Explain it later.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon.
I'm Mel Drysdale.
Who's the biggest hip-hop star in Israel? Judah Chris.
Oh, hey now.
You know what? Wow.
Like you expect them to be good.
I do.
They're completely lame groaners.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still getting them for free.
A man can hope, can he?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Man can hope. Yeah. Hi, Julia. Not here.
Welcome to the land that hope forgot.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of faith. And his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Do you remember the actual moment when you lost hope?
What, today or in general?
In general.
Years ago.
Okay, just checking. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Rabbit, 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 and all the ships at sea.
Right.
Let them commit a vile act involving your face, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Wednesday. Oh, 9/01/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, Buzz. And right, Wayne. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. If you didn't say it this morning, you're screwed.
I'm screwed.
And, screwed, blue, and tattooed.
As I will continue to do, I just want to make an announcement. I am not prepared to concede my bet yet.
Oh, listen, good. Let me give out the phone numbers and stuff.
I know.
Please?
Yes.
Just give me a moment.
I know.
And I'm on your side on this.
I know you are. I know.
877-365-3636 from America.
Right.
From Canada. Also from Mexico. 800-636-1067.
See.
Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067.
I'm like a little kid.
I know you are.
I'm enjoying the moment.
And I'm happy for you. Listen,
right, I'm enjoying
what did I tell you in the office?
They might break my heart again.
Before the show,
Mike.
I said to Mike in the office, even if I lose the bet, because, I don't care about baseball. That's Mike's thing. It's a bet that we have. Because, I don't care about it, but Mike does.
I love baseball.
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that the team that I'm supposed to be rooting for loses 22-0 yesterday. And not just the worst loss of the year, the worst loss in the history of the New York Yankees.
The worst loss in the history of the franchise.
There was a great headline this morning that says, Yankees lose by 3 touchdowns.
So now...
Well, it's sweet, but I should point out they are still 5.5 games in front of my bet, and they're 3.5 games in the real division.
So anything can still happen, but I'm with you. And if possible,
part of me that actually wouldn't mind the Red Sox, catching the Yankees and maybe winning the division by, a half a game, and then I would just gleefully massage Tom Gavin's buttocks.
It'd be hard to stop you.
I really would. I'm happy right now.
And, sadly, and I might lose the bet, so am I. Because as much as I don't care about baseball, even though I'm rooting for them, I hate the Yankees.
And
there's something great about them really going down in flames. And I said to Mike today before the show, he came in, he's happy. I said, I'm happy too.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm on the losing end of this, I don't have anything emotionally in this like Mike does.
Right.
So if I lose and I have to give Tom the nude massage with the CSI gloves, I'm cool with that.
Well, it you know, it's a long way to go, but who'd have thunk it? Who would have thunk it a month ago that this would be happening?
So anyway, yes, congratulations. Enjoy it as long as it's here.
As long as it's here. Mm-hmm. It could be fleeting.
And today, this is what I'm jacked about. I'm wearing the jersey today. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing the game-worn number 4 Brett Favre Green Bay Packer jersey.
That is a wonderful jersey.
Yeah, it's the and notice this, what have been pulled out. The emergency
Lucky
Packer socks. Not the standard
Didn't
Lucky.
Didn't I give you that?
Not this one. This is game worn. You gave one to my son.
That's right.
That Brett Favre sock.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The socks today, the Packer socks. Pleased to be noting the awkward color of the socks.
Why are they like...
That matches your shirt.
You know what?
Why are they...
They're green. They're green because they're extra Packer Lucky.
So those are your Lucky... So this is going to be the year you pick the winning team?
Yep.
This is fantasy.
This is it.
Yep.
Not like I haven't done it before. I mean, I have before.
Uh-huh.
I just haven't for a couple of years now.
Right. Yeah, I think you're all going down.
This is the year. I'm ready for it.
I got my secret weapon.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
R-E-tard.
He's here and he's ready to go.
R-E-tard. That's who you got working. Mr. R-E-tard.
I think the Americans are going to have a very, very good team.
Well, the draft is less than 2 hours away. We'll bang it out.
I just can't wait.
We'll bang it out in a couple of breaths. Oh, shut up. I'm excited about that. You know,
I meant that. I was laughing because Rob touched me.
I don't begrudge you your joy about this.
Rob touched me. That's why I was laughing, not because of the mock. I am looking. I'd like to do the draft right now.
Yeah.
I'd like to dive. I mean it. I meant it when I said. You know, I'm into it. I am. I know you don't think I am, but I really am, even though I haven't put any effort into it.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
But I mean,
I know you're excited.
But I mean, it's just, I'll still care.
I'm really excited. I'm like way too excited.
You know, you just brush right by. You poo-poo my sport. You know, you say, I don't care about baseball. I remember a guy.
But that was 10 years ago.
I remember a guy.
It was 10 years. Excuse me. In your term.
I remember.
You know what I could say? That was 2 wives ago for you.
Yes.
I could.
It was more than 10 years ago, wasn't it?
When did they have the strike? Maybe like 14 years ago. Yeah, something like that.
You used to come in, you'd wear the whole cub thing, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, you used to feel passionately about other things, and that's changed as well. So I'm allowed to feel passionately about something and then let it go.
I know.
And
I know.
It's baseball. But listen, I'm happy for you. I think it's great the Yankees are collapsing. I'm ready to talk about that, about our bet.
The thing is,
and it's fantasy football day.
You know, with all the joy I experienced last night, I still have this thought. And maybe it's because I'm older now and I can take a step back and look at myself and realize, boy, I'm going to go through, it's going to be a hell of a 2 months.
It's going to be hard on you.
It's going to be quite a little ordeal.
Yeah.
You know, there are going to be a lot of these kind of games, and it's going to be very, very stressful. Very so, because I put too much into it.
I hope you hold up.
I hope so, too. I'm worried about it this time around.
Can I just say, I pray to God that nothing happens to your place in Florida with this new hurricane, and I pray to God...
Well, it's coming in on the other side.
But, Mike, they screw that up all the time, so you never know. And I pray to God that nothing happens with your health during the next 2 months.
I pray, too.
There you go.
I pray.
What more do you want from me?
Nothing.
There is a pledge of affirmation. Mm-hmm. I've already given you what your family didn't give you when you found out that your place in Florida was okay with Hurricane Charlie.
Right.
They didn't say, oh my God, thank God.
He's okay.
Thank God.
The place is okay.
Let me say now,
it's not really family, it's my mother.
Well, okay.
Just my mother.
Just mommy.
Mommy was concerned about the other family.
Well, thank God your place is okay, and thank God that it looks like the storm is going to go to the other place, and thank God that the Yankees are in such disarray, and hope to God that you don't die during the next 2 months.
That's true. That's true, and I've bought your crayon grape. for the fantasy draft today.
Thank you. So we'll all today we'll all be enjoying
Adani,
an adult beverage.
Correct me if I'm wrong, it's a D-O-N-I.
Yes, it is.
Adani cocktail.
That's the drink that we'll all be enjoying today during the fantasy draft. That is two shots of black cherry flavored vodka.
Write this down.
Then you get a cran grape juice, and you just fill up the rest of the glass, put some ice in, swirl it up, and drink it down.
Splash, splash, splash.
And boy, is it good. Father of the Pride, we had Jeffrey Katzenberg on at this point yesterday.
Yeah, he was right here. Jeffrey Katzenberg, this show, Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Here. Well, it's a good thing he's not on today. I've not called the ratings number yet to find out if it won its time slot or not.
Which you predicted.
Yeah, and I still stand by that prediction because they got a boatload of publicity.
Right.
But he freaking knew.
Did you take a look at it?
For what I could tolerate.
Really?
For what I could tolerate.
That bad, huh?
It was awful. Yeah, it was, it was worse. Worse than awful.
Really?
Yeah, it sucked so bad. And the animation, for being Shrek-like, looked like a cheap ripoff of Shrek. Looked like
Shrek rushed.
Uh-huh. It looked like if Shrek costs $5 to make, they made this one for $1.50.
John Norman, our production guy, is coming here, and I believe he watched. You have some pretty strong feelings about
it. I saw it too. It was beyond awful. It was the worst 25 minutes of television I believe I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
I sat there with my jaw on my lap going, what is this?
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah.
And,
wow, that's an indictment.
Yeah. And we had him on yesterday, and boy, he was hyping it. And, the ratings, we'll find out.
Sure.
The question will be a couple of weeks down the road. I don't think so, though.
Right.
I'm glad we had him on before the show aired.
He'll always think, in this moment of all these attacks and being savaged by the critics, he had a little momentary respite with Don and Mike. I hope he thinks positive. He won't even be able to remember our battles.
Yeah, do you think he's drunk right now? What time is it in Los Angeles?
He's smart, he is.
It's 12, 11 in the afternoon. He was probably drunk at 9:03 Pacific time soon as he got the numbers.
Don't you think guys like that, though? I mean, they throw it up and see what sticks to the wall.
Yeah, what does he care?
Yeah, he's got another busy day of his reading lessons.
He's out of the pool.
Hello, Jimmy, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I have a question about the Donnie for you.
Oh, the drink? Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Like, a couple months back, when I actually heard it for the first time, wrote it down, I thought it was vanilla vodka, cran grape, and lemon juice.
Yes, it is. No, there's no lemon juice involved. No. Or maybe that was an early incarnation.
I know that you had a couple of different recipes.
You can use vanilla vodka. If you do, I recommend you use Absolut. It's the best vanilla vodka.
Uh-huh.
However, there is an off-brand that's not sold yet in all 50 states called Effin Vodka.
Right.
And they have a black cherry vodka that just kicks ass. So go find some and get good and drunk today when you listen to the show.
Cran grape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, that's my personal taste. I'd be interested to know how the rest of you guys feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it's a sterling suggestion.
If you think it's a man's drink, if you think it's a drink. Here's all I know. It's rocket fuel.
Right.
That's all it is. Just
right.
good tasting rocket fuel.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like a Cape Codder.
Mike, it's nothing like a Cape Cod.
You mentioned manly drink, and it's kind of like,
but it's nothing like, I know a Cape Codder is a cranberry juice and cranberry. However, what you're doing is you're taking a different flavor of cranberry flavor of the vodka. Uh-huh.
So it's slightly sweeter Cape Codder.
Sweeter, not to be in any way feminine.
A slightly sweeter sea breeze.
The black cherry brings a manly taste.
What you are trying to do is emasculate my drink. And I'm going to tell you something.
I brought it for you.
It ain't no grasshopper.
Really?
Okay? It ain't no
Brandy Alexander.
Yeah, that's the one. It ain't no Brandy Alexander.
I understand, Dave.
You have a couple of them. I don't care if you think they taste like Kool-Aid. You have a couple. Uh-huh. It will grow hair on your chest.
Well, you know me. I can't stop at just two.
Hello, David. Don and Mike show. Hi, David.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, do you know about the Madden curse? For the past 4 years?
Gee, let me think. Yes?
Okay, I'll talk.
I know about the Madden curse. Madden curses whoever's on the cover of the Madden game or the video game. That team loses or something bad happens.
They get hurt. Yes, we know the curse. What about it?
Well, you said you're going to take the Ravens, man, and Ray Lewis this year, isn't it?
You know what I wish? Here's all I ask of you, of a guy like you. You appear to be an okay listener. I'm not going to put you in the book.
Does the Madden curse have anything to do with hemorrhoidal tissue?
I am not going to. No, that's just in real life.
Oh, that's Madden's different curse.
Thanks for pronouncing it tissue. Here,
well, here's how you like to say it.
Here's all I ask, sir. Is it too much? We got a show that's on for 4 hours a day. Okay? Uh-huh. Look, just listen to all 4 hours. This is covered ground. I've already editorialized on my theory on the Madden curse and how it doesn't matter with Ray Lewis. And yes, I am going to try to take the Ravens defense today.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Fantastic.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Forever. See you later. Bye-bye. Get off the telephone.
And he ejects.
So, boy, are things good at my house. Can I just mention?
Good. I understand things are going swimmingly.
Man, I could not be happier. My mother-in-law is here. I'm always happy to have my mother-in-law.
Well, there's the reason.
Staying with us at the house.
BF.
And, yes, BF, Bigfried is there.
Mm-hmm.
And happy to be telling you that, as was noted late in yesterday's show, four full-size suitcases accompanying her on this trip.
Hey, there's a steamer trunk out in the driveway.
Now,
and she can stay.
Now, well, here's the thing. Yes, she can't stay. Oh, and we've got the Arnold
stuff. Now, even moister. Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, you put the Arnold stuff there? Hold on. I can get to this. Give me a second. This is dope.
This is like winning an Oscar.
Oscar.
As if I would know.
As if I would know.
Here is my pick joke.
So we're watching that last night. Here's the bit of information that's ironic, don't you think? And ironic is not even the right word. Sad is the word that I would use to describe these circumstances. The reason my mother-in-law is here now with four suitcases packed is not because she's going to be staying with Frida and I for an elongated period of time.
No.
We have our summer vacation coming up. Tomorrow will be our last show for a couple of weeks. Then we're gone until Christmas. That's how we do it. Every 3 months we take some time.
Then we're back.
Then we go until Christmas.
Yeah,
then we go all the way. So what did I say?
You said we're gone.
We're taking
Christmas.
Off for a couple of weeks, and then we're gone until Christmas.
That's next year.
Yeah, right. Excuse me. So we come back, and then we stay right up until the week before Christmas.
Uh-huh. Tomorrow, much like The Sopranos, will be our last show, we will see you back here in 2005.
A lot of people think that already.
I know. We're kidding, of course.
So here's the behind-the-scenes stuff on this. At some point over the summer, we all got together and looked at this calendar, and it's just a fact of life. I mean, I know that they don't like me talking about this on the air, but I'll just be honest. We get vacation time that's worked into our contract, and we'd rather not lie to you guys about it and tell you when we're going to be on vacation. And we're trying real hard, and I think over the last year we've not gotten suspended.
Mm-hmm.
We've not had any sick days. We've not had any days where they've had to run best of because some FCC rule was violated.
Well, technically over the last year we have been suspended.
11 days, I think. Yeah.
Well, I meant since then.
Oh, yeah. Not since that time.
Since February.
I hate to keep
giving it. It'll be a year come spring.
So, let's count. March, April, May, June, July, August, September. It's not September.
Yeah.
7 months.
Pretty good. No
We've
suspension.
Not gotten in any trouble.
No trouble at all. We've been here.
No problems. So, at some point, a couple of months ago, we were looking at the schedule and saying, well, it makes no sense to take time off around the 4th of July, before the 4th of July, then come back and do like a month of shows, and then take two more weeks off, and then work all the way from before Labor Day till almost Christmas. It makes us, let's just spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided hence to spread it out. Normally we would have been knee-deep in vacation right now if this was our regular schedule.
Yeah, we'd be in the second week of it.
Right, so we moved it back. Here's the problem for me on the home front. That my wife had already made plans more than a year ago to go with her mama to Italy.
Italy!
Where they're going to have another fabulous Charlie adventure.
Uh-huh.
The two of them just flying over there.
Hello, Frida. Great to have you back in Italy.
And they're going painting. Because this is the thing. My wife loves doing stuff like this. You couldn't pay me. I mean, I'd like to go to Italy someday. I'd like to go there.
But not to paint.
But I don't want to go stay in some,
I'd like to go to eat.
I don't want to stay in a bass-ackwards barn with, Frederico the farmer and get up every morning and, paint the sunrise and then meditate and whatever the hell it is that they're going to do. So way back when, I said, yeah, do that with your mom. That's a good thing for you and your mom, you know, to enjoy, yeah. to enjoy the time. Well, as it turns out, and it's just a coincidence, we changed the vacation schedule.
Mm.
So as it turns out, and this is going to be real unfortunate for me, and I know, I hope everybody feels bad for me.
Sure.
I'm going to play on this card right now, the sympathy card,
okay.
that while we were on vacation, for 14 days of that vacation,
mm-hmm.
my wife will be in Italy. I will not be with her.
You will be in your fortress of solitude.
Yes, or my alternate fortress of solitude.
You will be entertaining dignitaries.
yes,
at
I
your,
will.
At your south, at the southern White House.
That's right. The Burbanks will be visiting.
yes.
The Spiewaks will be visiting.
And your wife will be out of town.
Yeah, out of the country.
Out of the country. Out of country.
So it's pretty funny mm-hmm. that it was just like 2 weeks ago that on the weekend, and I know I blow things out of proportion, but just 2 weeks ago she said to me, you know, good news, I'm not leaving you. Now here it is 2 weeks later. And
she is leaving you.
Yes. Yeah. And we're having separate vacations.
She's not moving to her mother's. She's taking her mother to Italy.
That's right. And why Big Frieda is here now, a week before they leave.
Get a running start?
I'm not really sure, but she's there, so I want to say hi to her because she's at the house doing, you know, whatever.
Hi, Big Frieda.
Hi, Big Frieda.
Whatever it is that she's doing at the house. And I do have to mention Beth Ann McBride for just a moment here. Do we have the Beth Ann jingle? Now, you know, we all have jingles, right? We've got...
Don Geronimo.
Right?
Michael Mara.
Hi, how are you?
Now, we don't have one for Beth Ann McBride yet.
No.
So what we've decided to do is a little bit of... Now, I don't even think you're going to notice the edit here.
Oh, good.
What we've done is taken two separate songs. This first song is Beth by Kiss.
Uh-huh.
Second song is Carrie Ann by The Hollies.
Oh.
Listen, please, to this now.
Beth.
That's pretty slick, isn't it?
Beth Ann, yeah. Beth Ann, right? I
hardly tell it's two songs.
I'll play it again now, just to show you the behind-the-scenes work that goes into this.
There's two songs there?
There are.
I can't tell.
Where's the end?
The first song is when Ace Frehley sings Beth,
uh-huh.
and then it's Ann. Listen here now, listen.
That's really great.
That's magical. The Beth is very easy to understand. The Ann is kind of, sounds like a flock of bees.
Well, here's how this works. I called Rob last night.
Right.
And I said, you know, I'd love to get the, because first off, Beth Ann hates being called Beth.
Yeah.
So I said, we got to get the Kiss record so we can play that. I said, but what Ann can we, I could only come up with two songs that had Ann. It was Barbara Ann,
uh-huh.
which is like, ba 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 ba
Roxanne.
Ann, okay, Ann. that might be a better one. And then Carrie Ann was the only other one that I had.
And Beth is, that's almost impossible.
Well, but no, it's perfect.
Yeah, because, we have Beth.
Because Kiss did the song.
But you know, I'm nutty for the Hollies.
I might want to hear the Sting version, though.
Yeah.
We might, for tomorrow's show,
yeah.
get this, and a good tip in my mind.
Thank
my,
you.
If we put great. The Ann in from Roxanne, so it would be this and...
Yeah. Although I don't see how it could be much smoother than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's slick, you know, and you know what that is? That is... digital technology
sure.
performing for you.
Radio those are magic. Our production values yeah. that we've got here.
So having said that...
Or we could just go ahead and spend like $35 and get a real jingle.
Yeah, no.
Too easy.
Be less work.
Having said that, I like this because it's an intro. To bring in a girl, or don't even have to bring her in, just talk to her on the telephone. But I want to announce something about our producer, our fantastic producer. You, of course, know her as...
That's a train wreck. Key and everything. It's
that's
great.
Smooth. Man, that's
Beth
that is smooth.
Yeah, I see fish.
So, here's the deal.
Special day for our lady.
Yeah. Here's the deal for Beth Ann.
Very special
hello?
Day. Hey.
Hey, thanks for the jingle.
You're welcome. Who says that I'm not thinking about you?
The only thing is I couldn't hear the Ann back here because the speaker we have back here is a mono.
It's not the speaker.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, it's
that's a beautiful piece of technology. You'll stop with the snide remarks.
I'll try
Mr.
That.
Rock's and.
I'm sure will work out better.
How could we have forgotten that?
I don't know.
How could we have forgotten that?
I don't know. Next time I'll remember that.
Listen, here's the deal with Beth Ann McBride, a woman who's worked on our show now. She's coming up on her third one-month contract.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic.
She's doing executive, too.
She's doing great. We couldn't be happier with her. I enjoy the personal side of Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I couldn't help but noticing that she's got a little something-something going on with mousy sales guy Jonathan.
Jonathan. Mm-hmm.
Now here's
Jonathan, who makes a lot of trips up and down the hallway while we're on the air.
Here's what I catch as Beth Ann is standing in the doorway to the office, and we're talking today, and she says, okay, I'm going to go to Harris Teeter, whatever, go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I see this mousy guy, kind of looks like Peter Parker, except a skinnier, not so...
Smarmier.
Not so tough Peter.
Sneakier.
Peter Parker.
Mike said a long time ago, a young James Carville with hair. And I like that.
Yeah. But that's perfect.
But he has that less than...
So you just hit him and take all his hair. Take all his hair and make him older, and he turns into that alien James Carville.
Yeah, but he's so soft-spoken. He's
very soft-spoken. But he's also, when I do speak to him, he is a funny guy.
Very nice.
Yes,
he's not
a fine
person. What comes out of his mouth is both witty and together,
mm-hmm.
which surprises, because when you look at him, you expect that he'd say something like,
well, here's what I observed, and then eavesdrop on.
I can understand how any gal would fall for him.
He's standing there. And,
how are you doing, B.A.?
Huh?
And Beth Ann is talking to me.
I'm just listening.
And she says, okay, I'm going to run and get something to eat. I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Right. And then as soon as she leaves the office, the tone of the voice changes, mm-hmm. and I hear, oh, hello. And I know right away it's girls.
It's Jonathan.
So, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Beth Ann, please. Hold on. I do have to be... chastised here by a KISS fan. Rich?
Yeah, Don. Hey,
yeah, I'm wrong. Go ahead, say it. Say it.
I hate to be telling you, but
no.
It was Peter Criss, not Ace Frehley. Saying that.
Yeah, and normally I would yell because I'm never wrong. At least that's what I like to think. But no, you're right, and I should have known that. And I'm a KISS fan, for God's sakes. Please enjoy Beth Ann. Hey, are we out of the Tower Records stuff?
Yeah.
We're out of that?
They gave it away faster than I could get it.
Well, get him another one. You got a $20 gift certificate at towerandtower.com. I should have known that. I'm in the KISS Army. I should have known that.
Maybe. I knew you knew.
It's Ace. Wait, now is it? It's Ace Frehley that sang back in the New York Groove.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Okay. All right. God damn! I should have known that.
God damn it!
All right. See you, Rich. Hold on a second.
Thanks, Don.
Hold on for your prize. So this guy Jonathan with Beth Ann.
Yes.
She says, as they're walking down the hall now, and I notice that there's some body language. I don't want to say exactly what it is. It wasn't vile.
No.
And it didn't involve her face like Kobe Bryant.
Right.
But there's some touching of shoulders or, just as they're walking down the hallway.
Uh-huh.
And then...
a very narrow hallway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
like very narrow.
That's why you two had to go down the hallway looking like you were chicken fighting.
So she says to him, all I hear is they're turning the hallway corner is, and she says, well, I guess I could take you there. I guess so. So they've gone out on a date.
A grocery store date.
And she took him to Starbucks. And I just want to tell you something, and anybody that works in this building, especially now that we've moved our office back down on the second floor,
right.
You really have to know that anything you say to me is fair game, unless you say, don't say it on the air.
Right. And as far as Jonathan is concerned,
now,
we need to, I think, have an inquisition with him.
Well, I want to tell you what he said to me after he got back with Beth Ann.
Right. Good.
So they got back from their date, and Beth Ann, when I saw Beth Ann, I said, oh, how'd your date go? And she said, oh, it wasn't a date. He has a girlfriend. It was just a social thing.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Well, you should hear what old Jonathan said.
Really?
So now I'm coming down the hallway, and I see him, and I said, hey, stud, how's it going with Beth Ann? And this was his quote.
Yeah.
She's a tough cookie. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
but I'll crack her.
No!
That was exactly
the confidence of the young man.
From Jonathan.
He's made
She's
up his
a
mind.
Tough cookie.
But I'll crack her.
But I'll crack her.
How about that?
No, don't you? We've started.
I wonder what that fortune would say.
Yeah, I see fish.
Hey, that's not funny.
No, stop that.
When he said that, did he say it meanly, like with a violent tone?
No, no, Rob, he did not.
I don't think he's got a mean bone in his body.
No, I believe it was amorous.
He's
very much in love.
Yeah,
I think so.
Should we
mission statement?
I'm going to call him right now. Unfortunately, I got to hang up on Beth Ann. Before we go,
let's hear that jingle again.
This is great.
If I could just tell you again, you're working out great as producer. I'm glad to see you're making friends.
Yeah.
I'll dedicate this intro to you and Jonathan, and I hope you practice safe sex here at the station. Man, is that good!
I still don't hear the end.
Oh, well.
You know, when
trust
man,
us, it's great.
Is that good?
When you can combine the best parts of rhythm and melody.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I bet Jonathan hears the end.
Okay, bye, B.A.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All the time.
You know, if you put a metronome in front of the speakers when you play that jingle, the metronome will just turn to dust.
Melt.
Let's call him. Let's call Melty Jonathan. Now, come on, pick up the phone.
There is an empty exercise machine at a health club.
You know, she could use Jonathan just to make Jason want her more.
Jason, the married Mormon.
That's right. JTMM.
Hello, you've reached Jonathan Westmoreland with WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. Please leave a message after the tune, and I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience. Have a great day.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Hello, Jonathan. Clementine Chang. And a phone hole, baby. Oh, you're so sexy with your little wire-rimmed glasses. Hi, baby. What's going on with you and Bethan McBride? Ooh, hot love, baby. You like to crack that cookie? Thank you, baby. Sayonara. Bye, baby.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
No need.
To listen to it, 2. To re-record,
we're suckers for this, even when it's bad.
It's fun.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Hello, Jonathan. Clementine Chang. And a phone call, baby. Oh, you're so sexy with your little wire-rimmed glasses. Hi, baby. What's going on with you and Bethan McBride? Ooh, hot love, baby. You like to crack that cookie?
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. Sayonara. Bye, baby.
Oh, hold on. Well, it's amazing. We're leaving a message
like
on his
to your message, enter
machine.
One.
No, no, and here he is.
No need to.
Just I'll transfer you now.
Oh, get out of here.
Transfers to him. Jonathan is right here.
Here he is. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey.
What's happening?
Nothing much.
So what's happening with you and Beth Ann?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet?
Nothing yet.
I like that. He's already, by that statement, elevated himself past some of the other salespeople.
So, Pootie Tang, huh?
She's a very nice girl.
Yes. That's great. So there is legitimate interest, Jonathan.
No, illegitimate interest.
Now.
Yes.
Beth, guys, I've been listening to you for years. I just want to start by saying my mother's a whore.
Wow.
Beth Ann will get along great with
Jonathan,
her.
I was saying to Don in the office that you walk by the hallway a lot and you always manage to peek in here, and I got the vibe from you that you're beyond stalker. You're short of stalker, but you are a big fan of the show, is that right?
Huge
fan. Yeah. So one of the reasons, like, you're involved in this radio.
Well, let me ask you something. Your ultimate pursuit of Beth Ann, in some way, are you trying to make love to Mike or I? I mean, is Beth Ann the surrogate?
A conduit.
When you're making love to Beth Ann McBride, will you be thinking of standing here in the studio with Mike and I?
Something like that, but love has nothing to do with it. Uh-huh.
God, this is strange.
Now, do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Oh, how serious?
Pretty serious.
Yeah, pretty serious.
Pretty serious.
But you like Beth Ann?
I do. She's very nice. She's a Catholic girl. So is my girlfriend.
Uh-huh. He's a good answer, Jonathan. I like this.
So
he's keeping us a little off balance. Uh-huh. So the idea of having two relationships appeals to you.
Here he is. Your man.
I know.
Yay.
Listen to this. He's really interested in you.
No, he's not.
I knew he was.
He's tall. He's very interesting, Beth Ann.
He just wants copy points. That's what he wants.
Copy points. Now, that's inside jargon for code. Advertising.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think he's got more than simply advertising on his mind.
I think he's, enjoying the fantasy of a full-time relationship with two separate Catholic girls.
Oh. And Irene is her name.
And I didn't know you were a good Catholic girl, Beth Ann.
Yeah, we talked about that in the car when we went to Harris Teeter.
Oh, you did? Oh, you and Jonathan. That's wonderful.
For your date. Oh, hi, Robbie.
You know, the spots he's interested in. Don't run on the radio.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh. I see fish.
Oh, dear me. What does that keep popping
up? That is CB interference.
It's amazing how that keeps popping up on the show.
Jonathan, I think you should tell your girlfriend that you have a friend at work.
I will do so.
I think he has to.
Jonathan, have you been here long enough to have any high-powered clients on the radio station?
Any high-powered clients?
Yes.
Well, incidentally, guys, I was on a conference call here, and I was wanting to talk to you about that.
Oh, really?
Sometime.
Well, forget it. We don't talk to people like you. People like you have to talk to people like Beth Ann.
Right.
But see if you can keep it business in that context.
Maybe it's something that you two could work on after work.
Here's
convenient.
I tell you something. I might be able to work out a side deal with you.
Okay.
Call me a pimp, if you will. I simply know this, that I know that since Ms. McBride has been with us, she's coming up on her 3-month anniversary.
This is when he wears his Don Daddy hat.
At least I've not heard from Beth Ann of any dating.
I believe she has not had
social activity. Sure.
Any meaningful relationship with the opposite sex.
When I've spoken to Beth Ann, I say, how was your weekend? She says, great. She explored a new part of the area with her daughter, or she had
fun with my dog.
Had fun with her dog. There is a prescription that I used to write on a regular basis.
Yes.
And I believe that she needs a good dosage of this.
Yes. It's a
double?
It's a medicine. And
it's a medicine that only a certain doctor can give her. Right. Dr. Love.
Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah. So listen, Dr. Feelgood Love. Here's what I'm saying to you. You want to talk to us about some commercial scam you got going?
You keep our producer happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how it works, Jonathan. And if your girlfriend questions you about this, she doesn't question anything.
Absolutely.
She
questions
good. Nothing. She questions nothing.
I went to the Rob Spiewak School of Dating.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Now you're starting to really scare me.
He's kind of creepy.
He is kind of creepy.
He's
but in a
creepy.
Really good way. About time we got an interesting guy around here.
So, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You still like him?
As a friend.
As a friend?
And I don't need the prescription filled or anything like that.
Come on, Bismarcky. Yeah. He's more than just a friend. You say he's just a friend.
He's like my brother, you know.
Beth Ann, we just want to make sure that you're as relaxed as possible. We understand that it's a stressful environment that we put you in, this incredible pressure here every day. You've got to have that stress release.
And that's why I go to the gym, and you're all ruined that.
Well, I think you've got your new jungle gym, and his name is Jonathan. And I think he's waiting for you to climb all over him.
I think so.
And that'll be the best exercise you ever got.
All right, Jonathan, will you have your walking orders?
You take care, Jonathan, and just a little warning, don't go through our stuff, okay? I just thought that was necessary.
Noted.
Okay. All right, thank you. Nice to talk to you. Treat her with kid gloves, huh?
Uh-huh.
Come on, I think it might be her first or second time around.
He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's always nice when we get somebody who brings something to the table, and he brings a weird element to the table.
He's almost nerdish, isn't he?
He's nerdish and a little sneaky. He has that kind of, you know, he looks at you from that angle.
But he also looks like a guy, if you... watch the news any night where they the police have arrested some guy for selling on the internet how to make a bomb. He looks like that guy would be pulled out of the house.
Absolutely, you know. He was always so quiet. He waved at us.
He seemed nice.
He's got, you know what else? He's got a little Timothy McVeigh in him. He's got a little of that crazy.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait?
Listen, Beth Ann.
Tell you a story in my situation.
You listen to this song and you think about Jonathan.
Nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert.
Yeah.
She had long hair and
Jonathan likes Catholic girls. He's got two. Let's cut it in one. That makes it. You.
I whispered in the air, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're under proof. I asked her her name, she said blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
Tim pants and a very big bar. I took a couple of
just a friend. And hold on, I think we've got it now done the right way.
Oh, good.
Already? With Roxanne. Well, we're a machine, Mike. Are you still there, Beth Ann?
I'm here.
Okay. Hold on, let's see if this is any better when we talk about Beth Ann.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, you can hear it.
I hate to step up.
Yes. So it's all fake.
So much better.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait?
Job done.
Let me tell you a story of my situation.
I was talking to you. Right. You got what I need.
How long do we take to get to the hook?
These days, he's just a friend.
Oh, baby, you.
You got what I need. You say he's just a friend. His name is Jonathan.
She said blah blah blah.
Boy, you know you don't hear this song. Well, they use it on a TV commercial.
Yeah, but who doesn't like Bismarck
or Pepsi?
You know he tours now, basically singing this one song on karaoke.
Yeah, what else would he say?
A
BA.
We're getting close to the hook now.
You a fan of the Bismarcky?
Yeah, I like Bismarcky.
You.
Here you go.
You got what I need.
Oh, Beth Ann.
But you say he's just a friend.
Jonathan.
But you say he's just a friend.
It's Jonathan, baby. You.
Got what I need.
Beth Ann McBride.
You say he's just a friend.
Oh, you're lying.
But you say he's just a friend.
Jonathan. Starbucks. All the places you date.
Oh, man, I love office romance.
Well, there you go, Beth Ann.
That's a good song.
That's pretty
cool. Huh?
That's a good song.
It is a good song.
You like Bismarcky?
I did.
That's your song.
Thanks.
Okay, let us know what happens with that guy.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you. They're very similar in personality.
Yes, they are.
You know, they really are. They're both kind of cool customers, you know, and they kind of just lay it all out there.
Okay.
Catholic.
Oh, well, she hung up.
Yeah.
That's she hung up.
Yeah. I see fish.
I don't know why that keeps...
Nor
you know,
do I.
It's a continuous loop.
It's pissing me off. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That I want to thank them for the fantastic performance and for showing me the nice punta.
I'll show you a little contrast here, that's all.
As a kid I saw the socialist country that Austria became after the Soviets left. Now, don't misunderstand me. I love Austria, and I love the Austrian people. But I always knew that America was the place for me. In school, when the teacher would talk about America, I would daydream about coming here. I would daydream about living here. I would sit there and watch for hours American movies.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
What a special day it was. I remember I arrived here with empty pockets, but full of dreams, full of determination, full of desire. The presidential campaign was in full swing.
campaign.
I remember watching the Nixon-Humphrey presidential race on TV.
Oh, yeah. And that was the best moment. The Republican that influenced Arnold to become a Republican, Nixon.
Nixon!
Oh, he's good.
Pretty good choice.
But then I heard Nixon speak.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Then I heard Nixon speak. He was talking about free enterprise, getting the government off your back.
Nixon was a good guy.
So then strengthening the military.
Yeah, let's hear it for Nixon.
Yay, Nixon.
Yay! Now let's hear more of the real Arnold.
You have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll.
Yep.
And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
The Don and Mike
Pray for death. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, before we call the Wing King, and we will continue to analyze Arnold's speech last night.
Wonderful.
I have a very serious question that just struck me in the last, since I've been here, the last 2.5 hours.
Huh.
I have poison ivy.
Right.
Big splotch of it on my neck.
Yeah.
I've also got a forming big splotch of it on my forehead.
Yes. Mm. Yes, you do.
Wow.
I think I have it inside my mouth.
That's possible.
Really?
Yeah, I think you can get that.
Is that possible?
I think so, yeah.
Because even as wet, get that, chicks, as wet as my mouth is,
yeah.
Inside, when I do this thing on the roof of
roof
my mouth.
Your mouth, mm-hmm. Right? That's where it would be.
Side to my mouth, okay. Roof of my mouth.
Have you been to a doctor?
For this? No.
You know what happened to my uncle once? He was burning a brush in his backyard, breathed the smoke, and got poison ivy on his lungs. Because it vaporized the oil.
And how bad was that?
Well, the good thing is he couldn't scratch it.
Yeah.
So it went away ultimately, but
it was
pretty
uncomfortable.
Miserable. Oh, yeah, and difficulty breathing. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, I've just noticed that my throat's getting a little puffy.
Constricted?
And I feel like I want to scratch... Mm-hmm. The roof of my mouth.
You know, what would help you probably is Benadryl, but it would make you sleepy.
Benadryl, I already took one today.
Then you just sit back and relax.
So is it possible to get poison? And how would I get poison?
I would go to a physician.
How would I get poison ivy in my mouth?
You scratch and it spreads.
Yeah, but how does it get in my mouth?
You scratch your neck and then you bite your fingernails.
We touch everything all the time.
Yeah, but I did not.
You lick your fingers.
I don't lick my fingers.
There are worse places to get it.
Sometimes you, yes, there are.
It says here.
And if it's in your mouth, you know where else it is.
It says if you have poison ivy.
Yes.
And you have swelling of the throat, tongue, or lips, difficulty breathing or swallowing, you should seek emergency medical attention.
Well, emergency defined as what?
Emergency medical care.
Not an hour into the radio
show. Right after
show.
The draft.
Well, how long have you had it?
Had what?
The poison ivy part.
Today.
Really?
Today. Like this morning I noticed
it. You know
it.
Where you got it? I mean, where you contracted?
No, I have no idea. Maybe from my dogs is the only thing that I can call.
Very possible.
We're going to get those phone calls now.
Yeah, guys, we got to watch his lips to make sure they don't turn blue. If his lips don't turn blue, he's okay.
But dogs, very possible.
You're not having difficulty swallowing, are you?
No, I am not.
All right. Okay.
Although I'm feeling a little constricted there.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, it's driving me nuts because I'm scratching it with my tongue, and it's not doing a good enough job.
Something more abrasive.
Like a brush, a bottle
brush.
Now
you say
but you don't want to break the blisters.
No.
Difficulty swallowing means you should have to call an emergency room.
Hello, Mark?
Yes, Don.
Oh, if that's the case...
I don't think we need to go any further. Just a thought in my household.
You know what you might want to try?
23 years ago, I should have called 911.
You might want to try one of Clementine Tran's delicious cupcakes.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
It's one of your five listeners from San Francisco, you know, because I have to call you before 3 o'clock because you go away for an infomercial, so
right.
I want to call you before you die. You know, you need a shot of steroids. You need, like, Solumedrol or something. There's no folk remedy for...
No.
This sort of thing, you need to go to see a medical professional.
That's what I'm reading.
Are you a doctor?
No, I'm a paramedic.
You're a paramedic, and are you concerned about this?
Yeah, because if you're just a little bit, you know, when you
that's
say
funny,
you're
I can't
swelling, just a little, just a skosh.
Uh-huh.
What about a good bloodletting?
That might help, but I think that he needs to replace it with something else like steroids.
Where are you on the scale of leeches?
on the where am I on the
leeches?
Scale?
Yeah, how do you feel about leeches?
In? I'm against them,
and that's the way I wanted to express it, Rob. Where do you weigh in on leeches? What?
Well, unless you could like stick it right on the poison ivy, right in his mouth, that might help. But other than that, I think they're no good.
That'd be ironic that he'd be sucking on a leech.
And where do you think you got your poison ivy?
I don't know. The only thing I can think is from my dogs.
The dogs is very likely because they go out, they root around, they get oil on them.
And you kiss your dogs?
No, I don't kiss my dogs.
Suck on your dogs.
Do you let your dogs lick you?
Yes, I do let them lick
me. On the face?
Yeah. Yes, but
and
they don't.
You lick your lips and that's
but they don't lick
it.
Inside my mouth.
But you do.
And what about this big splotch right here?
You pet the dogs and then you scratch your neck.
I got this big ass splotch on my neck.
You had that yesterday.
And I noticed today, now up here on the forehead,
mm-hmm. Right.
Now I'm feeling it on the roof of my mouth.
If you have any of the following symptoms, consult your health care provider. Severe redness. Signs of infection such as pus, rash in your mouth, eyes, or genital area.
Oh my! Oh no!
Rash on a large portion of your body or face.
Well, I'm pretty sure by looking at it that it is poison ivy.
I think so too. Would you say it's on a large portion of my body or face right now?
I'd say it's time to sing. Comes up like a rose.
Here's my doctor. Everybody knows. Quirky. What happens if I touch?
That you did a nice touch.
All right, now everybody here on the telephone, this is...
Everybody's calling.
Ridiculous. Poison ivy expert, go to the hospital now. Oh, get out of here. Steve.
Don, I actually just went to the doctor about a week and a half ago. The pus things, or when you break the blisters, that's not what spreads it, so... You can break all you want to.
Oh, scratch
right,
away. Scratch away.
Really? On the outside, too? No, that's not right.
That
they don't
sound
right.
When did you notice this?
2 days ago. When I
On the roof of your mouth, you noticed it 2 days ago?
Oh, no. 2 days ago, here on my neck, yesterday I felt a little
spreading.
Something on the inside of my mouth. And then
yesterday
woke up,
you did.
Yeah, and woke up today.
But you should never scratch it because it will become irritated.
And
right.
Then today woke up and had this nice splotch working right up here on my forehead.
I think you're going to be fine.
And it's not the plague, right? It's not bubonic plague?
I don't think so.
Good.
Hello, here's the guy who says go to the hospital.
Hospital?
Tony, you're crazy.
No, I'm not. I have had poison sumac so bad that both of my eyes were swelled up and my throat started to swell up, and it happened, I don't know, overnight.
Well, I'm going to bet it's not going to happen in the next 3 hours on this show.
I will tell you that if you had it, I had it horribly one time when I was in that microburst thunderstorm and the trees came down all over the road, and then we cleared the road with chainsaws and our bare hands and rubbed our eyes, and my eyes were closed. You're going to get it. You're going to get it in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had it so bad that it got in my bloodstream from open cuts, and I used to get it yearly for about 5 years.
Did you get
without
it?
Ever going in the woods.
But did you get it in, would it come up in 24 hours?
It would, when it started to come up, it would start to spread within 24 hours, it would get to ridiculous where I would have to go to the hospital and get shot
with
steroids like the first guy said.
Did you talk like this before you got it?
I always talk
Do you
like
have
this
it now? Oh, so you don't have it now. Your throat is not swelled now.
When I got these things in sumac.
It's probably the 800 years of smoking that I did.
Got well, if it gets into your bloodstream, it'll get to your brain, so don't scratch your brain.
All right, appreciate it. Thank
already
you.
Done.
All right, get out of here. Would you get off the phone? All right, I'll let you know. Maybe I got poison ivy in my mouth. It's time now that we have some royalty on the show, though.
I love it when we can have royalty on the program.
Mike, it's just another testament to how great our support staff is working. Working like a finely tuned Swiss watch we are now. Royalty it is. All hail. The Wing King.
The Wing King.
From Buffalo, New York, where we're heard every day on 92.9 WBUF. Drew Zara.
Serza.
Drew Serza. Is the guy who is your Wing King.
Do we have His Majesty on?
Gotta call him right here.
We're calling him at the palace.
Which one is
that? Have we ever interviewed a real king?
Is it 479?
In the kingdom of Buffalo. I just want to warn everybody, we might as well be in our best behavior.
Yeah. We've never had royalty on the show.
King.
Your Royal Majesty.
Your Highness. Your Majesty.
Hello.
Hello, Your Majesty.
Hey, Mr. King. Mr. King will do.
It's the Don and Mike Show, King. And let me say first that we bow in reverence.
We've never had royalty on the show, and it's an honor to have you on, Your Majesty, to have the Wing King.
All hail.
Drew Cerza.
I'm honored to be honored.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Can you tell me, sir, how were you elected? How did the populace of the tiny hamlet of Buffalo, New York, choose you to be their king?
Well, first it was self-appointed, for one. Mm. But it's kind of a neat story. There was a movie called Osmosis Jones with Bill Murray that features a fictitious chicken wing festival. And it wasn't really a chicken wing festival in Buffalo. So a newspaper writer said, Buffalo, let's wake up. Let's do a festival. And I decided to put on the crown and go for it. Nobody else was stupid enough to give it a go except me.
We kneel at the sight of your scepter full of blue cheese.
So you are a wing.
I'd be nice both of you. I'd be nice both of you, by the way.
Oh,
you're nice.
Wow.
I'm a party of chicken wings.
Does that mean that we would be Sir Don and Sir Mike?
Yes, you are.
However, my lord, I must ask, being one of your appointed court jesters, you do have the title Wing King. However, you've done nothing like be in an eating contest to be the king of wings, right?
I have not been in an eating contest.
Then why, sir, are you self-proclaimed or voted in by your countrymen?
Did you invent the wing?
No, actually, what happened was I started the festival. I was the founder of the Chicken Wing Festival, the national one 3 years ago, and basically my job, which was very tough, but I took it upon myself, was to go around the country to sample chicken wings and find out who's got the best and invite them to Buffalo for the national championship.
Excuse me, and pardon me for interrupting you, Your Majesty.
Yes.
Who has the best wings in the country?
I'll tell you, the best franchise in the country, hands down, is Wing Zone. They're out of Atlanta. They go all the way down to Florida. A couple of college guys started the idea in a college dorm. Definitely the best franchise, and there's others around. The funnest one to visually go into is definitely Hooters.
Does my lord fancy the fact that many of these wings are now carb-free? Do you fancy that, the fact that these are Atkins-friendly foods in some cases, Your Majesty?
The Majesty will give you the good and the bad news of the low-carb. Mm. Last year, 3 months prior to the festival, I went on the low-carb chicken wing diet. I ate chicken wings for two meals out of the day for 3 months, and I lost 30 pounds.
Wow.
The Majesty then turned to pasta and gained all 30 pounds back.
So, Your Majesty, are you...
Well, His Majesty can eat whatever he wants.
Your Majesty,
I went up three rope sizes.
Your Majesty, are you obese? May I ask?
You know what? I'm a little short, I think, for my weight. But no, I'm actually not obese. I just carry it well. I hang around big people and wear bigger clothes now, so I look thinner.
Your Majesty, you were mentioning Wing Zone and Hooters, but as far as the flavor of wing, what does Your Majesty enjoy most? What type of wing?
I'm a traditionalist. I go back to my forefathers. I'm a traditionalist back to 1964, back to the original Anchor Bar. The classic wing is crispy, rolled in butter, and Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Oh, my lord.
Well.
Oh, it sounds delicious. I wish we had a bucket of His Majesty's wings right now.
Close your eyes and just imagine.
Is there a queen wing?
There is a queen wing. We call her the Wing Queen.
The Wing Queen.
My wife Jody is the official Wing Queen.
Jody. And do the subjects regale you? Oh, Wing King, Wing Queen?
Yes, they do, and we have two little wings also. We have junior wings.
You have a prince and a princess.
Prince and a princess wing.
We actually have two princesses that will be vying for the crown.
Wonderful. Well, I should tell Your Majesty that the oldest daughter would be the heir to the throne.
You know, Mike. I missed that day in Majesty school, so I'm glad you told me.
My pleasure, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
In other regimes, that would have been considered back talk.
Yes, I have.
And off with thy head.
My head would have hit the floor into the wing sauce.
Majesty, Your Majesty, Your Royal Majesty.
You can say Majesty.
Your Highness.
What is thy website?
Thy website is www.buffalowing.com. buffalowing.com. That's buffalowing.com. And everybody come to Buffalo, New York this weekend, Labor Day weekend, for the National Buffalo Wing Festival.
Mm.
Lots of fun, over 100 different styles of wings, 26 restaurants.
Oh, it is Buffalo this Wing weekend. Contest. That's wonderful.
This weekend.
Your Majesty. Your Royal
Sorry
Majesty.
For rambling. I do that Majesty ramble once in a while.
If the festival is a failure, wilt thou take Hemlock?
Never a chance. Never a chance.
Thank you.
Guarantee the lords have risen and said, hey, this is a winner.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Do you really like wear a robe and a crown?
Yes, I do. I wear a wing head just like the cheese head. We invented a wing head just like the cheese head. Now we're with the royal robe.
Again,
a double triple X. With the Wing King t-shirt. I have to send you a picture. You can go to the website and take a look yourself.
Has thou ever heardest with thou kingly ears the pittance known as the Don and Mike Show on WBUF?
Yes, I have. Thou, as you say. Just about every day in Buffalo, New York, it's my drive time home.
Oh, thou hast made our day, Your Majesty.
In my carriage with my harem.
How long have you been on the throne?
I brought the newspaper in about 5 minutes ago.
That ain't just perfect.
I would imagine His Majesty will spend a lot of time on the throne after the Wing Festival. Yeah.
Was thy throne, thou throne you were talking about?
Thou throne is gilded.
Long live the
royal
king.
Your royal majesty, King Drew, the Wing King.
That's King right. Drew Sirza.
Pleased to be going to buffalowing.com, and that is this weekend in Buffalo.
And I would like to tell all of our subjects in the Buffalo area, get thee to thy Buffalo Wing Festival this weekend.
Hear ye.
Hear ye.
See you later. Dude, thanks for being on the
Bye,
show.
Guys.
All right,
Bye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
There's the Wing King.
He got it. Here's he had fun King. With it,
That's
and
good.
I enjoyed it.
That's
yeah.
good. Yeah. The Wing King.
All hail the Wing King.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're all guilty of scrolling through our cell phones trying to find a number while we're driving.
Yeah, most of the time we get away with it, but considering what can happen when you take your eyes off the road for just a moment, it's really not worth the risk, is it?
I'm thinking about that.
Come on, it's not.
Fortunately, OnStar Personal Calling lets you use the cell hardware that's already installed in OnStar-equipped vehicles to make and receive calls while you're on the road. What?
Sorry.
What?
Rather than scroll through a list of numbers, all you do is call the name tag of the number you want to call.
What are you laughing at?
Like office or home. I'm just goofy.
OnStar is available on more than 50 GM models, Saturns to Cadillacs.
The Safe and Sound plan costs only $16.95 a month after the first year.
For information about OnStar, go to their website at OnStar.com. You're not making my poison ivy anymore.
I'm sorry.
Or call the local dealer for a demo. I'm kidding. It's the same.
Highly professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm a pro.
You can't go to China. What about your job?
My job.
So, write a letter, move to another borough, move to Staten Island. It's a lot easier to blend in with a sea of people in Staten Island than China, believe me.
Yeah, Staten Island. What about my clothes? How do I get the rest of the clothes?
Well, you come back for your clothes.
I'm not going back in there.
So forget about your clothes.
Well, I'm not starting up a whole new wardrobe now!
Look, freedom and no clothes is a lot better than no freedom with clothes.
Well, should we just take a plane somewhere?
And what, hope for a crash?
It happens.
You know what the odds are on a crash? It's 1,000,000 to 1.
It's something. It's hope.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. And you can sit in my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
Yeah. World-class dancers, Don and Mike.
Right. Fantasy football draft. Hey, you fantasy geeks. Our live on-air draft, which includes drinking of adult beverages,
yes,
starts in
Less than 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
More than 15 minutes.
No?
One or the other. Yeah,
somewhere
we better
there.
Get cracking on it. Yeah.
Well, a couple of things I wanted to mention.
All right.
And then on to that.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Knight show.
What did Bobby Knight do now?
It's not what he's done. My man, my hero, Bobby Idol, Bobby Knight, that my works. Idol, is having his life turned into a sitcom.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Oh, if I hear oh one more time after you missed a shot, I mean, you're going to say oh going up and down those stairs until you can't damn stand up. Now, is there anything about that you don't understand? All right, then. We're going to really enjoy listening to you say, oh, 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 oh. I mean, to the point where you can't damn get it out of your mouth anymore.
That's a great idea.
My man.
Bobby the Monroe County Prosecutor's Office had investigated Charles Manson, it still would be undecided.
Hold on, that was... Where's the applause?
That's the sitcom applause and laughter.
There you go. Bobby Knight's knife...
Wow.
Bobby Knight's life...
Right.
Uh-huh. ...may soon be sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's CBS.
Oh, wonderful. Sure. I think it's great.
And Bobby Knight's agreed to serve as a consultant and will make guest appearances.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's fantastic. So this will be, I would assume, a la... Coach, only with a harder edge, probably.
I would think, because, you know, the Bobby Knight that we love...
Who the hell told you I wasn't going to be here? I'd like to know. Do you have any idea who it was?
Yeah, how do you translate this?
I'll point them out to you in a while. They were from Indiana, right?
No, they're not.
No, weren't from Indiana, and you didn't get it from anybody from Indiana, did you?
Could we...
No, I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do.
He's a servant. You know... I would laugh out loud if there was a sitcom about a guy that was always going to lose it, like had to really control his temper. I'd laugh out loud.
Yeah. Oh, I got another one.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past,
right?
I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
Here's my worry with it. I agree. The idea to me sounds... intoxicating.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I want to say that I've seen...
What are you laughing at? The writing is delicious.
Dreamy, really. Shut up. I've seen the ads for the Pete Rose movie on ESPN with Tom Sizemore. Mm-hmm. That look awful.
Looks terrible.
And you're thinking, you know, okay, I like Bobby Knight. I've liked Bobby Knight for such a long time.
Right.
Even though he's a jerk, I would worry... That even though the idea seems good, a hyper coach who loses his temper is kind of funny.
They'll probably just get that, you know, the standard Hollywood bad guy. They'll get James Woods.
Well, here's my worry. I don't think that there is a funnier print writer than Tony Kornheiser.
Mm-hmm.
I think PTI with Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon is one goddamn funny show. And if you tell me if you don't see other TV shows copying their format with just... two guys and a list of topics, and they go off on each other. Well, they turn it into a TV show. And I've seen more than one ad, and CBS sent along a couple of copies of the first two episodes.
Right. This is the show about Tony Kornheiser, right?
It stinks on ice.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful. And you would think the casting is not bad. Now, it's got... what's his name? Jason Alexander is Tony Kornheiser.
Okay, right.
And Malcolm Jamal Warner is... Michael Wilbon.
Okay.
What you're getting, at least in the first two episodes, is Jason Alexander playing George Costanza, playing Tony Kornheiser. The set where they do the PTI show looks nothing like the PTI set,
mm-hmm.
and I understand there's a problem with rights and copyrights
of course.
But it looks like Wayne's World. The set where they allegedly do the show from has like bad fake what do you call that fake wood that people used to have on the walls in their basement,
like paneling? You mean the faux paneling that
but not even real paneling, like the kind
formica,
the kind that my parents had.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
it looked cheap.
Right.
Anyway, that's the set, and
I got the casting though.
Okay.
for the Bobby Knight.
Go.
Brian Dennehy.
He probably weren't.
I think Brian Dennehy, if he's not too long in the tooth now, because I haven't seen Brian Dennehy in a long time.
Have you seen Bobby Knight recently?
Yeah, but I mean, what's the period going to be? Is it going to be when he was, you know, at Indiana?
I don't know. I would just say if I was Bobby Knight, I'd worry about this because the Tony Kornheiser show would look on paper to me to be a home run.
Right.
But I've seen a couple episodes.
And it's not.
And I want to like it. I want it to be good.
You know what troubles me is, remember the show based...
Did you say P-U-I?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you remember the show that was based on Dave Barry, Dave's World?
Same thing.
Yeah, they ruined that one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but didn't it run for like 5 seasons? And I've never met a person who's ever seen an episode.
I think it was one of the... Dave's World was one of those shows that they pulled off, put in hiatus. Then when they canceled something like JAG, they put it on for 2 more weeks.
I sure like Brian Dennehy as Bobby Knight, though.
You like Brian Dennehy in anything,
Well,
Mike.
You got to have a guy that's got that danger factor.
Yeah,
you
but
have a guy that's not nice.
If he gets worked up and raves out, he will pass away.
Heart attack.
And that Tom Sizemore, that Pete Rose thing.
I haven't seen any trailer.
It's bad news.
You know, Tom Sizemore is just screwed up to begin with.
Well, then they date Heidi Fleiss. Isn't that his girlfriend?
There's a restraining order.
Yeah, he beat her up.
He
beat her up. She just wouldn't listen.
He can't have hookers. Period.
But he's got... The one thing they do have going in the ESPN movie is the bad haircut. The Mo Howard haircut.
Right.
Tom Sizemore has it.
And nobody had worse hair than Pete Rose.
True. So anyway, watch out for my man, Robert Knight.
I will really, I hope you keep us abreast of that and let us know.
The general.
Who is going to play the red-shirted general.
Who's on the phone? Why are all the phones going crazy? Hello, Donna, Mike.
Yeah, let Mike know that Brian Dennehy already played Bobby Knight in the TV movie.
Oh, a season.
Maybe that's, you know, that was probably
a season on the brink. Is that what everybody's calling about?
All the more reason.
Well, sir, you know, I'm right here. You can speak directly to me, and I will tell you that maybe subconsciously I knew that already.
Oh, well then. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye, smart
mother's
guy.
Mother's a whore.
What?
My mother's a whore.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
He made it all better. Smart move.
Let me just make this very clear now, because this is a time when it didn't happen to me. This happens to me more than Mike.
Right.
Say something and everybody know. A lot of the people listening know it. Mm-hmm. Hey, let it go. Can I just tell you all? No. Let it go. All you do is slow our act down.
Yeah, you know, you're doing it just for yourself.
So listen, the next time you're thinking about that, and I do it more than Mike, you hear me something, you say something, you know it's wrong, but you know that maybe I know or maybe I don't know. Just say to yourself,
yeah, I see fish.
Absolutely. And move on with your day.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of,
yeah, I see fish.
I do have to show you. Now, this is visual, so you're going to have to do a good job of helping me describe this to people.
All right.
Paris Hilton has a new logo for her new line of clothing and other products she's coming out with.
Okay.
Oh, and listen, if Tom Shales today wasn't freaking brilliant in the Washington Post when he's writing about Arnold Schwarzenegger at the convention last night, and he's writing about the Bush girls,
right,
and he said that they were auditioning like Nicole in Paris to be on The Simple Life, you know, amen.
And they're kind of embarrassing.
And let me just say this as well. I cannot wait to meet those two girls at that gay wedding on September 11th.
I think it'll be fantastic.
Yes, we do.
And the one that I want to meet is the one that does all the talking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure which is Jenna. I'm not sure which one is Barbie.
Right.
The blonde, Jenna, did most of the talking last night. Yeah, most of the embarrassing talk.
Jenna's the blonde and probably the cuter one, I think.
She's the one that I want to meet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She kept coming with that awful material.
Just but selling it.
Stuff.
Selling it, yeah.
Yeah. Sex in the City. Uh-huh. My grandma... Old Barbara Bush.
Gammy.
Last time she got laid, incidentally. That would be before W of the other W.
Uh-huh.
H.
H-W,
right? Before
H-W.
Got in. Uh-huh. That would be the last time she got any action. She thinks that Sex in the City is something that just happens to older people after they're married.
They were quoting Jeff Greenfield in the Post today that says, he predicted that whoever wrote their material will be walking the coast in Alaska. So they're apparently they didn't have the best material.
I watched them. I liked them. I like those girls. Anyway, Tom Shales nailed it with the thing that they were like Paris and Nicole. And now Paris Hilton, incidentally, Mike, she says she's had it with The Simple Life.
Right.
It will not be The Simple Life 3.
She's burned out.
Not because she's burned out.
No.
She simply has more to offer
than
being on,
That's she, poison ivy.
She has more to offer?
She does. Like she has, well, hold on a second. She has her whole line of clothing. She has her whole line of beauty tips. And she has a fabulous logo. Now, Mike, can you find the hidden message in this logo, which appear, now this is really from her website. It appears to be a crown with the letter P for Paris in the middle of it. Can you see the hidden message? If you can't, I'll open this up and show you where, as you look at this crown, now think of a woman sitting in front of you, naked, with her legs spread.
Mm-hmm. On a sofa.
This would be the woman. Uh-huh. This would be, that's her head, spread legs.
Her knees,
the breasts. And if you notice right here, the spot of which we do not...
I thought
not
that would be her logo.
Take a good look at that, Mike, and tell me, on one hand, it's like a Rorschach test. On one hand, it looks like it could be a tiara, but if you stop and look at it real carefully, it's like a naked picture of a chick sitting there.
Yeah, it's kind of naked. I don't think that was lost on her.
Yeah.
By the way, ask an OBGYN sometime about the Dodge Ram logo, speaking of logos. Think about it.
Buzz, I never knew that was on your mind.
Wow.
And,
that's a Hemi. Check it out.
What else about her? Oh, she's not doing Burger King commercials. Okay, like she's ever gone to Burger King.
Right.
Again, this is not an audio thing. It's a visual thing.
I feel like an idiot for liking The Simple Life. I really do.
Oh, no. I liked it, too. I think most people did.
It's just funny. They're just such bad girls.
Britney Spears, I love having something about her every week. Last week it was that she walked...
Doesn't she elicit that granny response when you mentioned...
Oh, well, yeah, I see fish.
Last week we had the story with the pictures of her walking out of the convenience store bathroom without shoes on.
Barefoot and with dirty feet.
There you go. This is from the New York Daily News. Now, she's wearing a T-shirt that says, Addicted to Kabbalah. That's the Madonna religion.
Right.
While she has a rosary around her neck, and she's a Baptist. But that's beside the point.
Yeah. Sounds like she's confused. Mm-hmm.
Check out this picture of this Major League hickey. Britney Spears is walking around. With, looks like a big-ass banana bruise.
Oh, my God.
And anybody that asks her, she says, yep. It's a hickey.
Of course.
The white trash tattoo.
He's proud of that.
It's a hickey.
A hickey. Give me a hickey.
Buzz?
Yes?
Quiz for you.
I'll try.
Quiz for you, Buzz.
Okay. What do you got?
Now, there are a lot of Coreys out there. There's Corey Feldman.
Corey Haim.
Corey Hart. Corey Haim.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Haim is the guy that I'd like to speak about today. He's had some problems.
And he actually was a pal of Corey Feldman's.
Yeah, most guys named Corey have problems.
Anyway, he's back in rehab.
Oh, no.
And let me see. He was doing crack.
Such a cute little kid.
He'd drinking.
Yeah.
Uppers, downers, pot, coke, crack. At his prime, how many Valiums a day do you think Corey Haim used to swallow?
This question is for Buzz.
Okay.
At his prime.
I'm going to say 36.
No, I am sorry, Buzz.
Oh.
At his prime, Corey Haim swallowed 85 Valiums a day.
Jesus.
85.
Rob did the math on this
for me.
That'll
kill you.
It didn't.
I guess you get a tolerance.
Yeah. That is, how many an hour? Three?
Like 3.5 an hour for 24 hours.
You probably have to shorten that time frame. And,
well, Mike, I said he's doing great. You said he would be dead, and I said he's doing great. He's not doing great. He's had a stroke.
Oh.
He was numb. He had swollen lymph nodes.
Sure.
His heart was hurting, and he had blood clots in his arms and legs.
Oh, my God.
He wants everybody to know the message is, 85 Valium a day are just too many.
Too many.
Yeah, and a hassle.
It's quite a hassle.
Just too many.
Knock it down to 50 a day.
They grow up so fast.
You know, I like the Star Trek. I still like Star Trek. I don't like the first Star Trek. I like the Jean-Luc Picard Star Trek.
You don't like Shatner at all?
No, but, if it's on, I'll watch it.
This is good!
Now, do we have the tape of the old guy saying Don and Mike on 1-300?
That'd be DeForest Kelly.
Right. He's dead now, right?
Bones
is dead.
1-300 AM.
Now, you Star Trek fans may be interested to know this about James Doohan.
That's Scotty.
He's Scotty on Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
He finally gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Isn't he having health problems, too?
Well, Mike, if you count Alzheimer's, Parkinson's,
yeah,
diabetes, and lung problems.
Oh, I can't hold on, Captain.
But here's the nice part of the story.
Okay.
He's getting his walk, his star, excuse me, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's wonderful.
I'm talking like Star Trek fans.
Right. Yes, the Star Trek convention people.
Sadly, none of his Star Trek co-stars could show up.
Oh.
William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, they could not be there.
Couldn't make it.
Well, that sucks.
However, the next day, the very next day, there was a Star Trek convention called Beam Me Up, Scotty, One Last Time.
Oh, no.
And
yeah,
they did show up for that event.
Wow.
To say goodbye.
So they show up for the convention.
Listen, bottom line, mm-hmm, they showed up when there was some cake there.
Oh, right.
They show up for the convention appearance, and the convention is called Beam Me Up, Scotty, One Last Time.
But the feebed out Scotty, they can't show up for his big day.
Correct.
Regretfully. The DeForest Kelly tape no longer exists.
Mm.
I think we might have offed it.
1-300-AM.
Okay. And Rob, this weekend, it's Labor Day weekend, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to run the tapes on Jerry for
us? You know that since last year, Jerry's lost between 65 and 70 pounds?
Has he really?
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to a wonderful time.
Fantastic. When we get back from our after-summer vacation,
uh-huh,
we will get to the Jerry Lewis telephone tape.
Right away.
Yeah. We'll start postponing the first break when we get back.
I promise we will. We're running out of time here because we got to get to the draft.
Yeah.
Do you care that people are still taking Joe Piscopo seriously about running for mayor?
No, I do not.
Not
at
mayor.
All.
Governor, king of New Jersey.
Idiot of New Jersey.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here's a quote yesterday. I'm not A-list. I'm not B-list. I'm waitlist. That's Joe Piscopo. Then he also says, why should I be governor? I can't say no to charity. You got a benefit. I got a tuxedo. Okay.
Okay, Piscopo.
No, he's not retarded.
He might be. And quick time, for good, I've just got time for one. I've got three really great stories. Oh, sexually frustrated female chimp has taken up chain smoking. Guy attacks his granny with an axe.
Granny. Hello, granny.
But this one I think is the best one.
Okay.
Just a feel good.
I need a feel good.
This comes from Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Hampton Roads.
Mm-hmm.
Where our show is heard every day on some station. I wish I could remember which one. Now, they're having a conference at the Holiday Inn in Virginia Beach on suicide prevention.
Good.
About three quarters of the way through this conference.
Oh, no.
62-year-old Irene Ramsey. Ramsey. 62 years old. Jumped off the floor balcony and killed herself. While the conference was being held for suicide prevention.
Oh, man, I wish she'd gotten a better room.
You go feel
good. Conference like that normally cheer you up.
Feel good.
There's the feel good.
Feel good. All right, got all that junk in. Now, let's get down to it.
Yeah.
Let's get down to it. Mike, mix those drinks.
Yeah, I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
Fellas, get out your cheat sheets.
We're ready.
Let's get my kid on the phone. Let's get all the players in here.
Yeah.
Here are the rules for the draft. 30 seconds between picks.
Mm-hmm. All right.
30 seconds between picks.
That's shorter than the last time.
No, it's not.
I'm just kidding. I'm starting to be troublesome already.
We will have our annual fantasy draft.
I need cups.
It's all eight of us with the eight teams in the Jerry Todd League.
Uh-huh. Joseph!
At CBSSportsLine.com.
Right. Bring me cups.
We will be right back with the beginning of our fantasy draft.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want.
Why is it messing with my knee?
Turkey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dell, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. Does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are the Dean's Peanuts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, now we're cooking. Mike's opened up the bar.
Yeah.
You okay, bud?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Just had a sip of your drink. You just smacked yourself in the head.
Now you have a headphone injury.
We're all ready for the 2004 Don and Mike Fantasy League Draft.
Need some chairs in here.
Our draft this year is called, well, our league is called Jerry Todd Show.
That's right.
Jerry Todd Show.
That's video from Tom Monroe. His tribute to life in the big city. Downtown's the place to be. From Tom's disc entitled Tom Monroe Swings Excellent.
Anyway,
who wants a Donnie?
That's Jerry Todd.
All right, Joe, coming up.
Everybody's
getting... Donnie, do you want one?
Everybody's got the... Hold on, let me turn all the microphones on. John, you're on mic number two.
Hi there.
Okay, here's everybody in the league this year. We've got Don, Mike, Rob,
hi,
Buzz, Beth Ann, Joe, John,
hello,
and joining us from Clemson, South Carolina, where he is starting his sophomore year, here is Bart. Hey, Bart.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm fine.
How's the school year going this year so far?
It's going all right.
Doing better than last year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I need a pen.
You ready for the draft? The draft order, please, Johnny. The draft order is...
Beth Ann has the first pick. Joe has...
No, I'm sorry.
Joe has...
What, Bart?
I was decided.
Oh, this was decided yesterday. We simply drew cards.
Who drew my card?
Well, I did, like it matters. Well, where is he drafting?
You're drafting last, Bart, unfortunately.
Yeah, very convenient.
Hey, Dubs, can you get over here closer to me, please?
Jerry Todd.
What's that, Beth Ann?
It's the Jerry Todd League. What, Beth?
No!
What'd she say?
No!
What? Into the microphone. I can't hear you, Beth Ann.
I hired Dubs, too.
No.
Hey. There's no reason that Dubs can't subcontract to two different teams.
Oh, dear. Controversy.
You son of a bitch!
He never signed a contract, Mike. Come on!
All right.
Take it like a man.
Okay, so the draft order is...
Joe, Beth Ann,
who's three? Buzz.
Buzz was three. Rob was four. Don is five. Mike is six. I'm seven. And Bart's eight.
Okay, then what we're going to do is have a 30-second rule in the first round, the second round, the third round, the fourth, all the rounds, okay? So if everybody is ready,
mm-hmm.
And all you geeks at home, pay attention now. We're drinking. We've started. And we have 30 seconds on the clock.
Right.
Joe Ardinger with the first pick. Joe.
Priest Holmes.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany.
Shut up. Done and done. Priest Holmes is off the board. Who's up, Johnny?
That would be Beth Ann.
Beth Ann.
Peyton Manning
gone.
Mm-hmm.
Who's up next?
I am, with LaDainian Tomlinson.
Buzz with LaDainian. And then who's fourth?
I am.
Robbie.
I think I will take...
Yes?
Clinton Portis.
Okay, Clinton Portis. I'm next. I will take Amon Green, running back, your Green Bay Packers. Who's next?
I am, I think.
Mike?
I think I'll take Deuce McAllister.
Running back from the Saints, and then we go to Bart. Bart?
No, that's me next.
Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny.
I'll take Dante Culpepper.
Dante Culpepper from the Vikings, and then Bart.
Back-to-back picks, right?
Yes, sir.
Donovan McNabb and Terrell Owens.
Okay, smart guy. Johnny.
Oh.
30 seconds, John.
Jamal Lewis.
Hey, good luck in November with that pick.
Yeah, thanks.
Who's next? After John? Going backwards?
Back to Mike.
Mike.
All right, give me a minute.
We got 30 seconds, Mike.
All right. Well, we've been flying insanely through this first round.
30 seconds, Mike.
Randy Moss.
Okay. Who's next?
me.
Robbie.
Back to Rob.
Oh. Robbie?
Sean Alexander.
Who?
Sean Alexander, Seattle Seahawks. Then to moi?
Yes.
Mr. Marvin Harrison, Indianapolis Colts. And then back to...
Whose turn is it now?
I forgot. Buzz? Mike?
Is it Buzz?
Whose turn is it?
I think it's Buzz. You just went, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Buzz.
Hines Ward.
Where?
Buzz is funny. His picks are good, but they're funny.
Because it's almost like he can't pronounce the names.
And then we go to...
Words are hard.
Who did he pick?
Hines Ward.
All right.
Who's next? Hey, folks, keep your place in this.
Is it my turn? I guess so. Do I have 30 seconds?
Yeah, I see fish.
We can take a breath.
Thank you, Mike.
No, we can.
Am I allowed to pick a whole defensive
yes,
team?
Yes, you can.
Baltimore Ravens defense.
Oh.
I had it planned.
That's all right. And then to Joe.
With two.
Torrey Holt. Torrey Holt.
And one more, Joe.
Edgerrin James.
Yeah, good picks.
Was Torrey Holt just picked?
Yep.
And then Edgerrin James?
Correct. And back to Beth Ann.
Steve Smith. Okay.
Wow.
You know, my team is going to have heart.
Buzz.
Michael Vick.
Screw you.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'm ready. Is it me or Mike?
I think it's you.
Who did Buzz
pick? Hold on. Rob and Don.
Rob and then Don.
Michael Vick, I got.
Did Buzz pick?
Yeah. Michael Vick.
Rob, go ahead.
Stephen McNair.
You're a bastard.
No,
I can't hear who anyone's
he
picking.
He said Steve McNair.
All right.
Steve McFriggin' Nair.
All right, bitterness.
Boy, that sucks.
No, it's good.
That just sucks. So you guys are going to be a run on quarterbacks here? Hmm.
It's already happened.
30 seconds.
Yes, Donovan in.
I got 30 friggin' seconds. I'm yelling at everybody else to hurry up. Got 30 seconds. God damn. God.
30 seconds.
Marshall Faulk. You got to have balls in this league.
All right. I'm next, right?
Yep.
Chad Pennington.
You dick.
Hey.
Hey, Bart.
Uh-oh.
I don't think we say that anymore.
Hey.
Oh. Sorry.
Who's next?
That's me. I'll take Lavernius Coles.
And we move to
Bart.
Bart. Two picks.
Oh.
Yes.
Did someone take LaDainian?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez, kind of a reach for a tight end. And your other choice?
Oh, get another one.
Right. Right, right.
Fred, right. Fred Taylor.
Fred Taylor. Your Jacksonville Jaguars. And we go now backwards to John.
Yep.
See, now we're flying on this. Fantasy geeks are loving this. This is how you run a league. This is how you do it. I'm telling you. I know that this is retarded.
Jerry Todd.
Excuse me. I'll take Santana Moss.
Santana Moss. And we go then to Mike. Is it Mike?
Yes.
Mike O'Mara.
One second.
Mike is discussing this.
How many players should I have collected?
Kevin Barlow.
Kevin Barlow from San Francisco.
Enjoy that one.
John, what is the total of players we're collecting? 14 or 16?
14 it is.
Okay, but how many
players.
So far?
You got,
I have four.
Yes.
I have. I don't want to.
Don, you're picking your fourth.
Okay. Oh, right now I am?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Oh, golly.
Was Fred Taylor the last one picked before Kevin Barlow?
Yeah, that would. Yes.
Golly.
Hey.
Golly.
You picked one.
I took Santana Moss.
Matt Hasselbeck from the Seattle Seahawks.
I've seen his wife on TV.
She's pretty.
Yes.
And then we go to Buzz.
Derek Mason.
You can't...
I think we skip Rob.
Or no, I'm sorry. Yeah, right. You can't take him because it's
okay.
Robbie's turn.
Oh, okay.
And that's ironic, for that is who I wanted. Derek Mason.
Derek Mason, the wide receiver.
Good move, Rob.
And Buzz, that's true. I was going to him.
Now, Buzz.
Yes. Stephen Smith.
Already gone.
Joe Horn.
Take him.
Daryl Jackson.
Who?
No, you got Joe
Horn. Say take him or take him?
No, I said take him.
All right, Joe Horn it is then.
Yeah, no one had taken Joe Horn.
Joe Horn.
Beth Ann.
I was very confusing fantasy speak when you said take him, because it sounded like taken. And you can't confuse Mr. Burbank.
That's right.
Please don't laugh. Is Todd Heap taken?
Nope, he's not. He's all yours.
He'll be the top of the heap.
Whatever.
Okay, and then to
Joe for two.
Joe. Two picks in a row, Joe. Joe.
Yeah, pretty good.
Hold on.
Joe. Got 30 seconds there, Joe.
It's a hurry.
Marcus Pollard.
Marcus Pollard.
Pick him up.
Who else, Joe? Got a second pick.
Oh, I saw it. Tiki Barber.
Tiki.
Fungalitis.
Tiki Torch.
All right, Cakes.
As we go to Beth Ann McBride.
Hey, is Mike Vondergott taken?
No, that'd be Mike Vanderjagt.
But actually, but, you know, I think I want Jeff Wilkins.
You can't do that. Well, who are you picking?
Oh. The second one, Jeff.
Jeff Wilkins, the kicker?
Yeah. All yours.
Okay. There you go. To
Buzz.
Brian Westbrook.
Okay. And
who?
Brian Westbrook. Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm. To Rob?
Yes, give me a moment, please.
30 seconds. Take your time. Take your time.
Thank you.
Take your time. Boy.
Yeah.
No, I'm in good. I'm in good shape. I'm feeling good.
I'm lost.
30 seconds. Robbie?
There's at least 10 of them left.
We need that pick. Come on. 5, 4, 3.
Chad Johnson.
Oh.
Mm. You just got it in.
You bastard.
Thank you.
Don?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi there. Hmm. Plaxico Burress. Burress. Plaxico. From the Steelers. And, yeah, I know it is.
That's you, Mike.
Mike.
Charles Rogers.
That's a
Dubs pick.
That's a Homer pick, because he's with the Lions. He's with the Lions, and that's
did you do that to me just now?
Yes, he did. There's lots of receivers better than Charles Rogers.
It's like down 20th on the list.
Your retarded GM did it because he's...
I'm supporting
crazy
Dubs.
For the Lions.
I'm supporting J. Dubs for this.
Okay, who's next?
That'd be me.
Johnny.
I'll take Trent Green.
Trent Green from Kansas City. Not bad. And now we go to Bart for two?
Yeah.
All right, Bartie.
I'll take Eric Moulds.
From Buffalo, wide receiver.
And
what's wrong, Beth Ann?
I really have bad news.
What?
I only have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people written down.
Same.
Yes, so do we all.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. Yeah.
No,
we all do.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay, Bart.
Bart's making his sixth pick right now.
Bart, who is your next pick?
Mike Vanderjagt.
Mike Vanderjagt.
Good pick, Bart.
Okay, thank you.
Back to John. You see, Beth Ann, his name is Vanderjack.
Oh.
But you read it like a girl. That was funny. Johnny?
I'm looking.
Oh, look at this. Mike is having his conversations with his retarded general manager. They're back there whispering back and forth.
That one. Take somebody from the Lions. Yes. Take somebody from the Lions. The Lions are winning the Super Bowl.
2005.
Because I got the tattoo on my arm.
Johnny, your time's up.
Dante Stallworth.
Dante Stallworth. Take it. Mike.
Jeremy Shockey.
That's Mike's homer pick. Chamois?
I guess.
Is it me or Rob?
It's you and then me.
Right after.
Rob. Not Rob, yeah.
Damn. James. New England Patriots defense.
Ooh.
That's what I want.
Well, you got my Steve McNair, so there.
I did.
Now to Robbie. Got to be the most exciting radio you've heard in a long time. 8 people in a room, all of us looking at the same pieces of paper.
Lines and scratches everywhere.
Rob?
Tampa's defense.
Tampa Bay defense. As we go to Buzz.
Buzz.
Philadelphia.
Defense?
Defense, yes.
Beth Ann McBride.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock.
How many quarterbacks can I have?
As many as you like.
As many as you like.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's probably not good, is it?
Just make your pick, darling.
I know.
Just take whoever you like, Beth Ann.
I like... How much time do I have on the clock?
None.
Nice.
5 seconds. You got 5 seconds.
Four, three, two, one.
Come on. I have one.
Okay, who?
Does Terrell Owens still play?
But he's been picked.
Bart already took him.
Okay.
You got to make your pick now in 5 seconds or less.
5 seconds or less. Jimmy Smith.
Oh, okay. You just got it in under the buzzer. Jimmy Smith from Jacksonville. Joe, two in a row for Joe.
All right.
And are we almost halfway through this draft?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, about halfway through.
That's pretty good time. We'll stop after 7 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, 2 picks.
Amani Toomer.
Yeah, it's not a Toomer.
And I'll take the Washington defense.
Okay, sucker.
Hey.
Just an editorial comment, Joe. I don't have a lot of faith in that defense. Beth Ann?
Are we allowed to have more than one defense?
Yes.
No?
Yes, you are allowed, but don't do it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, why are you helping her out?
Because I need
He's
help.
He's a girl.
God, I'm dying here, and no one cares. Everybody's keeping their little cheat sheets to themselves.
We've all got the same cheat sheets.
Mm-hmm. No, but I can't read mine.
Okay, Beth Ann, we need a pick, please. B.A.?
Yeah?
Use it or lose it.
Joe Horn?
He's Take gone.
Him. Gone?
5.
Rod Gardner?
All yours.
Thank you.
Take him. As we go to, after Beth Ann, it's...
Rob.
Buzz.
Tony Gonzalez.
Gone.
Taken.
Jeff Wilkins.
Taken. Gone.
Okay, I'm going to need a second.
It's hard, isn't it, Buzz?
Brett Favre.
Taken. Good pick, Buzz.
Who?
Brett Favre.
Did you say take him again?
I said yes, take him.
Take him.
Excuse
Brett Favre.
Me.
That sounds exactly like take him.
Yeah,
so did I.
Mike, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm only trying to run the show and help out and give... Buzz, you know, the most socially retarded football one of all.
That's right.
Even more so than Beth Ann.
You are forbidden from saying take him again.
All right. Buzz, I'm just
Who
trying.
Did he even
appreciate
take?
That.
He Thank took you. Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Who is
Robbie?
Robbie.
Dave Akers.
Dave Akers, everybody.
He's a little green, isn't he, Rob?
I don't know.
That would make him Green Acres.
To moi?
Yes.
Watch how it is done. Come on. I just had the guy's goddamn name.
Hurry up. Hurry up. You only have 30 seconds.
Isaac Bruce. St. Louis Rams.
You love that guy. You love that guy.
You love that guy.
You love that guy.
That's you, Mike.
Aaron Brooks. Good quarterback pick.
To
me.
Johnny.
Corey Dillon.
Running back, New England. And this will be the last pick of the first half of the draft. Bart.
Justin McCarron.
Justin McCarron. That's the first
Man,
half of
I
our...
I like my team.
That's the first half of our fantasy draft.
Okay.
I do like my team.
My team is off the hook.
Can we review? Can we go around the room and tell everybody what we've got at least
sure.
to start with?
Sure.
Okay. Well, let's do it in the order that we drafted. Joe, who drafted first? Joe, who are your... And does everybody have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
7.
6... Everybody have 7 guys?
I believe so.
Yep. All right, Joe, who'd you take?
I got Priest Holmes, Torrey Holt, Edrin James, Tiki Barber, the Pollard guy, Amani Toomer, and the Skins defense.
And Beth Ann.
I have Peyton Manning, Steve Smith, the Baltimore Ravens defense, Todd Heap, Jeff Wilkins, Jimmy Smith, and Rod Gardner.
Buzz.
I have Michael Vick and Brett Favre, LaDainian Tomlinson, somebody named Horn, Brian Westbrook.
Joe Horn.
Gonzalez from the Chiefs and the Eagles defense.
What's Gonzalez's first name?
No, Tony Gonzalez.
You know what's
Bart?
Yeah.
What?
He mentioned Tony Gonzalez. Bart has him.
Oh, my.
I can't hear anything he says.
Ah.
Oh, he's out of audition.
How'd that happen?
Sorry.
Who picked first?
Bart, who picked the...
I picked Tony Gonzalez.
Gonzalez in round 3.
Uh-huh.
And when did Buzz take him?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I heard him say it, and I thought we told him...
If anybody can read any of this.
Well, now what do we do in this kangaroo court? Do we let Buzz pick again, or does
Buzz... No, Buzz... I remember when Buzz went to pick Tony Gonzalez, he said he's taken, and then he immediately picked another tight end, right? Did he pick a wide receiver?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then I only have 6 players.
Well, no, I thought I think you picked somebody else when we said Tony Gonzalez is taken.
Ah.
Anybody remember? Anybody out there listening?
How are you anyway?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bart is going to win.
Jerry Todd.
Do you have any idea who Buzz picked when he was going to pick Tony Gonzalez?
He picked the Brett Favre.
Maybe he did take it.
Then I still only have six.
Hello,
do you have Brett Favre on your list?
There? Yes. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm so pathetic, I've been writing it down.
Oh, thank God someone
did. Buzz took Brian Westbrook.
I still only have six players.
Who are the players you have for Buzz, sir?
Okay, Buzz has Tomlinson, Hines Ward, Michael Vick, Joe Horn, Westbrook, Brett Favre in the Philadelphia defense.
Hines Buzz Ward. Has seven.
Hines Ward must have been the change.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right.
Now, you picked Hines Ward early in the draft.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's Buzz at three. Yeah. Robbie, who you got?
Clinton Portis, Sean Alexander, Derek Mason, Chad Johnson, Steve McNair, Dave Akers, and the Tampa defense.
All right, then here's me. Matt Hasselbeck, Amon Green, Marshall Faulk, Marvin Harrison, Plaxico Burress, Isaac Bruce, and the Patriots' defense. Mike.
I picked Deuce McAllister, Randy Moss, Chad Pennington, Kevin Barlow, Charles Rogers, Jeremy Shockey, and Aaron Brooks. It's an all-star team.
Johnny.
I got Dante Culpepper, Jamal Lewis, Lavernius Coles, Santana Moss, Trent Green, Dante Stallworth, and Corey Dillon.
What are you shaking hands with Dubs for?
I just think Dubs has done me well. I like the looks of this team. And my God, I've got star players in all positions.
Barty, who you got?
Donovan McNabb, Fred Taylor, Terrell Owens, Eric Molds, Justin McCarron, Tony Gonzalez, and Mike Vander Yaked.
So what we'll do now is break for commercials. We're halfway through. Everybody can look at their lists and see what they need in the second round.
You got what I need.
How many times do we have to do this?
Do what?
15 times?
Seven more times. Seven more times. There's a total of 14 players on every team.
Thank you.
And I'm telling you, Beth Ann. Oh, hey, Bart, hold on. We'll be right back, okay?
What?
Hold on. We'll be right back.
All right.
Okay. Commercials. And then look at these phones going crazy. I'm telling you, guys will listen to this junk on the radio. Hello? Are you listening to this junk on the radio?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and?
I'm waiting for the reviews to come
in. Well, as am I.
Mike, I just have a little bit of advice for you. I know you don't have a defense yet.
Right.
Take Dallas. Number one defense last year.
All right, hello.
All right, I'll take it under advice.
Don and Mike show, it's halftime of our fantasy league. Hello?
Hello. Tell Mike to fire Dubs if he takes Charles Rogers over Daryl Jackson. He's retarded.
Okay.
Dubs, hello, anything to say?
Yeah, I got to tell Rob that his buddy Chad Johnson's out for the year.
Dubs, you weren't quick enough.
Yeah. Is Chad Johnson really out for the year?
Yeah, I heard that on ESPN there.
The guy for Cincinnati?
Ouch.
Yeah.
What happened?
I think he broke his hand.
Who picked Chad Johnson?
Rob did.
Hello,
but he doesn't. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Rob. Gentlemen.
Hi.
Second round, we had a little flip up. Rob took Sean Alexander before Don's Marvin Harrison. Is that a problem for either owner?
Well, Rob picks before me, or no?
The second round, we would have been coming back.
It's backwards. We snake it through.
Yeah,
so it goes 1 through 8, then 8 through 1.
Right, but he took Alexander when you should have had the pick of Harrison.
That's right. Harrison's a better player.
How does the fall planting look this year in the land of nerd?
Hello, Don and Mike. Mike, I'm telling you something. You mocked this.
I understand.
We're going to get a huge rating on this show today.
I understand.
With nerds who are following along. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. I would like to say that Michael cannot pick a team.
What are you talking about? I got a great team here.
What are you talking about, Michael? You have the Detroit Lions.
Everybody's going to give you crap about Dubs picking a Lion.
Well, how many Lions do we have on the squad? One.
Just one.
We have one. Charles
Hello.
Rogers.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Draft show.
Draft show. I got a pick for Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Oh, next time, can this count? Take Brady from New England. He hasn't been taken yet. I want to help you out.
Oh, shut up, you!
Hey, shut up! Hey!
No,
no more calls.
Shut up, you! Right, no more calls. We'll be right back.
This
is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Accident on the inner loop of the Beltway before River Road was tying up the...
You got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two. Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call jap plays, okay? Surprise things. And
I don't know that one.
No disrespect to anyone.
The Don and Mike Show.
One, two, three.
Don Radio, D-O-R-N, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
The number one radio show in Haiti, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, welcome back to our annual Fantasy League Draft. Name of our league this year is the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd.
And we are ready for the second half of our draft. And incidentally, once we get DonandMikeWebsite.com up and running, which should be in this month of September, you'll be able to follow this every week on our website. Now, John, as we snake through the second round,
yes.
Who picks first here?
Marty.
Or the second half?
Bart's up with the first pick.
Bart.
Carolina Panthers defense.
Good pick. Johnny, who's next? You?
That would be me.
Yep. This is what makes the draft exciting.
Yes. Yes. I'll take the Tennessee defense.
And that means, who's after you?
Mike.
Mike O'Mara.
I will take the Seattle defense.
Which goes to Rob Speedbump.
Actually, no, it goes to you this time.
Oh, to me?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that chap named Tom Brady.
Nice tip in.
That's a good pick by me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I got the badass team. Buzz.
Adam Vinatieri.
No,
Rob.
It doesn't matter. Boo!
Oh, Boo?
Boo Williams.
Boo Williams from New Orleans, a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And then to Buzz.
Yes, Adam Vinatieri.
Adam Vinatieri. Good pick. A good pick as a kicker. Beth Ann McBride.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, Lord. Jake Plummer.
Jake Plummer, okay. Why not?
Do I need him?
What the hell? And we go to Joe Ardinger for two in a row.
All right.
Joe.
I guess
everybody's just studying these papers.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the papers. Joe?
I'm going to gamble and take Byron Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich from Jacksonville?
And
look at Joe getting the two in a row right away.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Joe.
I think
Joe. Joe really moving at rocket speed right now for Joe.
Bubba Franks.
Bubba Franks from Green Bay.
Bubba.
To Beth Ann McBride.
Now, is Ray Lewis still playing?
You already have him, honey. You have the Baltimore defense.
Oh, I knew that. I was checking. Okay.
Yeah. I see fish.
Yeah, give me a break. I can't tell you how painful this is.
Yeah. I see fish.
What about this Eric Johnson?
Is that your pick?
Yeah. That's my
What's
pick.
He play?
Who?
Eric Johnson. Yeah.
What's he play?
I think he's a tight end with the 49ers.
Yeah, that's right.
Am I right?
That's right.
Okay, and we go to Buzz.
Crumpler from the Falcons.
Algie Crumpler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's he play?
Tight end.
Crumpler.
To who?
Crumpler.
To who?
To me.
To you, Robbie. Robbie Speedbump.
Riddle me this.
Yeah.
Is Dominic Davis still on the table?
Yes, he is.
I'll take him.
Who?
Dominic Davis.
Right.
To me?
Yes.
Ready for the steal of the draft?
I am.
From your Carolina Panthers, Stephen Davis.
Good pick.
Good shot.
Good pick.
That's the Davis I meant.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm killing you guys.
Mike, see.
From your Seattle Seahawks, Darryl Jackson.
Wrong pick. I would have taken the other guy.
All right, here's my sleeper.
I'm sorry, dude. You know, it's just no one else. No one else is talking. Everybody else is looking at the paper.
Right. I'm going to start taunting you.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Taunt me. I don't either. Johnny.
Antonio Gates, that's the tight end from San Diego.
Hey, somebody's got to catch the ball in that city. That's a good pick.
Oh, come on.
Bart.
Time for my homer picks.
Okay.
Vinny Testaverde and Keyshawn.
All right, both of them from Dallas. Good picks. And back to John.
Hold on. He's too quick for me.
Come on, John.
I know.
30 seconds. Everybody's got the cheat sheets. It's our draft. It's the Jerry Todd League.
Jerry Todd.
Doing everything I can to fill time here.
Yeah, I see fish.
I'll take Moose and Muhammad.
Moose and Muhammad from Carolina. And that means... Whose turn?
Me.
It goes to Mike.
Mike?
Jason Elam.
Kicker, Denver Broncos. To Robbie?
No, to you.
Oh, to moi?
Yes.
To moi?
Yes.
To me?
Yes.
You're talking about to me? Well, then I'll have to take Kellen Winslow from the Cleveland Browns for tight end.
Kellen Winslow Jr.
Charming. Simply charming.
To Robbie.
Rob.
To me.
Rob.
Yes, I'm looking.
Rob, speed bump.
I'm looking.
30 seconds, Robbie.
Yes, that's all I'll need.
30 seconds for Rob, speed bump.
Rob, speed whack.
Pete Smith still available?
Nope.
Gone. He's gone.
Just checking.
Guess who has him?
5 seconds. Four.
Chris Chambers.
You got him. From Miami. Good luck. Question is, who will throw the ball? It's a buzz.
Is Javon Walker still available?
He's all yours.
Take him.
All right, I'll have him then.
Bethann McBride.
Take him.
Rudy Johnson.
Cincinnati. Rudy. Okay, who's helping you now? Is John helping you now?
No, nope. I'm looking at the list.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a good pick. Thanks. Joe, back to back.
I just saw him. Garrison Hurst and...
Joe?
Wake up, Joe.
Anytime, Joe.
I'm going to go Homer and take Mark Brunell.
Smart.
What did he take?
No, he's not retarded.
Mark Brunell. To Bethann McBride.
Again?
Yeah.
How about...
That's how we do it the big time, honey.
Rod Smith?
I think he's gone, isn't he?
I think so.
Rod Smith from Denver? Is he gone?
I don't think so.
No, I had him on... I take it back. You can have him if you want.
Okay.
He's there.
Thank you.
Okay, Buzz.
Is Marshall Faulk still available?
No.
Took him a long time ago.
All right. Then I will try for...
Mike, I'm sorry I'm an ass at this. I'm really a total ass on this day of all days. I'm the turbo ass today. I'm sorry.
It's all about sportsmanship.
Corey Dillon, is he available? Yeah.
Okay, I'll have him.
No, I've got him.
No, sorry about that.
All right, then let's make it...
I like when Mike rolls his eyes. 5 seconds, Buzz.
All right.
Four.
This is just like cards.
Three. Two.
Only more fun. DeShaun Jackson. DeShaun Foster, I mean. I'm sorry.
Carolina
Panthers.
Busy
being sarcastic.
What Buzz was saying is he has more fun playing cards than this.
Number four. Who's number four, Rob?
It's me.
All right, Robbie.
Here, you can do it all.
Make it happen. Make it happen with your fourth pick.
Brad Johnson.
Or your fourth pick in this round. Brad Johnson from Tampa Bay.
That's a sleeper pick.
All right, to me.
Thank you, Mike.
Here we go. From the Seattle Seahawks, Corin Robinson.
Good pick.
He'd be a wide receiver. Goddamn right that's a good pick.
You mean Corin Robinson?
Yeah. Well, you don't like it, bud?
No, I thought you said Robin.
No, Corin Robinson. And we go to Mike. Mike and Dubs.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 10, 11, 12.
I only got two more players left to pick.
Deion Branch
from New England. And that means we go to...
Johnny.
Johnny. Johnny, our commissioner. Our not crooked commissioner.
Not yet.
That's right. Don't let me sell you a house.
Hey, Johnny with the inside joke.
A little inside joke.
About Johnny Norman's behind-the-scenes life.
Yeah. I'll take Deuce Staley.
Deuce Staley, that's not a bad pick, John.
Hey, where was he? Boy, he's
Philly.
Yeah. Thought he was gone.
Gone, man. Philly, he's in Pittsburgh now, right?
I'm surprised that he's hanging around.
Yeah. And Bart.
This is a good drink.
I'll take Thomas Jones from Chicago and Andre Johnson from Houston.
Oh, there's a good pick, too.
Andre Johnson, you've had in the last couple of years, haven't you?
No.
Is everybody enjoying... I thought you had him.
They're delicious. Yeah.
Everybody enjoying the Donnies today that we're sipping on?
Oh, they really grow on you.
Aren't they good?
They're refreshing.
Aren't they good?
Yeah.
That's a tasty drink.
Jerry Todd.
Here in the Jerry Todd League.
Jerry, how are you anyway?
We're back to John Norman.
Picked in a while.
Oh, relax.
It goes up and down and up and down.
Down and up and down.
You only get two more picks. Johnny.
I'll take Quentin Griffin from Denver.
What does he play?
He's a running back.
Okay.
And that means, Mike. Is it Mike? To Mike.
Let's go with Lee Suggs.
Ah! I think
no, he's not retarded.
I like it when I make someone happy.
Lee Suggs is mine, Joe. Mine on this day of days.
Okay, who's...
And I will refill my flagon.
Me?
Cheers.
Yes,
after Mike, yeah.
Cheers, me?
Joe Nedney.
Nedney, get up. Get down here with the Krispy Kreme donuts, Nedney.
He's from Tennessee. Robbie. We're coming down to the final picks now.
Yes, we are.
I'll take the Dallas defense.
Dallas defense.
Hold on.
What?
Somebody took that.
Yeah, I think, isn't Dallas gone?
Somebody I don't think it? So. Is no, it, somebody
oh,
suggested.
Oh, no, it was talked about. Okay.
Talked about, Rob got it.
You got it.
I deny it.
As hey, we go to
picks you change the way Rob changed his mind.
Changed his mind.
Still has time.
I think, Barty, I think you've only got one more left. Either one or two left. Rob, what are you picking?
I will take the Miami defense.
Miami. Okay, as we go to Buzz.
I have two left. I'll take Ryan Longwell, please.
Kicker for Green Bay.
Right.
And Beth Ann McBride.
You know, I need three just to let you guys know about that. You know, Emmett Smith, I recognize his name. Okay. He sucks, I'm sure.
That's a smart pick.
I think he plays for Fairfax High School now.
Pretty smart pick.
He's doing that, isn't he?
Yes. Number where are we up to? Joe?
Joe's twice.
Joe with double picks.
Against my better judgment, Sebastian Janikowski.
Oh.
I
should have taken him.
He's got a very long name.
I know.
Can't fit it in a jingle.
And Jesus.
Well, he doesn't play.
No, Jesus doesn't play.
And Sebastian Janikowski likes the X. He likes the X's before he plays. Should have been on Buzz's ticket.
Yes.
Wow.
Joe?
Forget it.
Peerless Price is still on?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
He
has
no peer.
Against my better judgment, I'll take him, too.
Take him. Okay, and is that it for you, Joe? You should be done now. You got one left? Beth Ann.
Yeah.
It's your turn. 5, 6, 7, 8.
I have 30 seconds.
10. You got what I need.
Come on. Come on, Beth Ann.
No.
Come on, Beth Ann.
Andre Johnson?
Take him.
All my people have the same last name.
Take him.
No, Andre Johnson's taken. Bart has him.
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry.
I did it again. I said, take him. Sorry, Mike.
You didn't.
Sorry.
That's all right. I wasn't paying attention. I was enjoying your Donnie.
It's a good drink.
Everyone enjoys
Troy
the Donnie.
Troy Williams?
Troy Williams.
No, Roy.
Oh, Roy Williams. Take him. Number 11. From the Detroit Lions, I do believe. Buzz.
Kellen Winslow. Please.
I took him.
No,
I got
gone.
Him. Yep.
Randy McMichael.
Take him from Miami.
I'll have him.
All yours.
I said take him. Sorry,
yes,
Mike.
I understood that.
Yeah, you said it really clearly that time.
Take him.
Robbie.
Is Brian Westbrook still on the table?
He's gone.
Gone.
Mike Bennett?
Someone's calling you.
Let's see who it
Michael
is.
Michael Bennett, you want him?
Hold on, let's see who it is. I don't know who that is.
Michael Bennett, is that who you want?
I'm checking. Hold on, give me a moment.
Yes or no on Michael Bennett?
We've given you a moment.
I don't want him.
You've made me late already.
Take Matt Stover, the place kicker.
Good.
Robbie.
Michael Bennett's hurt.
I usually have great service here.
Turn off your phone, Rod.
I just did.
Is it me?
It won't die.
It's Don.
It's me. For goodness sakes, we only got two left, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then I guess I will have to take the Seattle defense.
Taken.
Got it. I have it already.
All right, Buffalo defense. I'm ready.
This damn days.
Buffalo Bills defense.
I have the Seattle defense. I have it. It's mine. I have it now.
It was a bluff. They suck. I really wanted Buffalo. I'm kidding. I didn't know.
I have it. It's mine.
It's all yours, Mike.
All mine. Mine. Saddle's mine.
Whose pick is it now?
My turn.
Mike.
It's mine.
Mike O'Mara.
I'd like to take Mr.
John Carney.
John Carney.
John Carney.
New Orleans Saints.
As we go to Buzz.
I would like to take the Tampa. Is Tampa defense available?
Gone.
All right. What about Jacksonville?
I think you can have them, right?
Okay, I'll take Jacksonville's defense then, please.
Okay. Right,
something wrong there. It's now it's me.
Oh, hold on. What did we do wrong?
What? How many players you got, Buzz?
Here, let me check.
68.
Hold on, because I have... 1, 2,
I've got
3,
12, 4,
5, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I have 13.
Right, you should have 13. I'm making my 13th pick right now.
And I now have 14.
Buzz was out of order.
Oh, sorry, my fault, Buzz.
Ah.
Scratch that last Buzz pick.
I've got John Connie.
Okay, John. John Connie.
I've got John
Connie. I'll take Matt Stover.
I don't drink right out of the bottle. That's over.
John Connie.
And then Bart. Does Bart get two picks?
Bart gets two, and these should be his last two.
These are the last two picks for you, Barty.
Denver Broncos defense.
Right.
And Chris Brown from Tennessee.
I want to tell you something, son, and I'm not saying this because you're my son and I love you so much. That's a hell of a sleeper pick. I'm going to tell you, that guy is going to have a hell of a year for Tennessee.
Now it's back to your studies.
John Norman, your final pick.
You got what I need, yo. But you say he's just a friend.
Jerry Todd.
Yeah, I see fish.
John.
I know. Tyrone Calico, and I know he's hurt, so don't say it.
Okay, I won't. Mike O'Mara.
St. Louis defense.
That's a sleeper pick.
Robey Speed, or is it me or you, Rob?
It's like the Swiss defense.
It is me?
Yeah.
It is I? Oh, for goodness sakes. Larry Fitzgerald.
And Gerald.
Larry, right. From the Arizona Cardinals. Thank you, bud. And we go to...
Now it's me.
Robbie.
Charlie Garner.
Charlie Garner.
Yeah. Charlie Garner.
Yeah.
I had
one
here.
Good.
And let's see.
Now it's me.
Now Buzz has his last pick.
Jacksonville defense.
Jacksonville defense.
Way to go.
Buzz. Beth Ann McBride.
How about Julius Jones?
From Dallas. You can take him, sure.
Yep.
And Joe, final pick.
Anybody got Isaac Bruce?
Everybody, look, it's Jones!
Jay Law, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Jay Law.
Jay Law, one of the ladies that works here at the building. We just thought we'd say hi, Jay Law.
How are you?
Who did you want, Joe?
Isaac Bruce is gone.
He's gone.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Joseph?
Ike Hilliard?
Take all yours.
I believe...
That's it.
The wrap on the draft.
Hey, that was efficient.
A lightning round.
Fantastic.
I think so.
How are you anyway?
Now, is everybody in this room agreed? We've all had a drink. If the order was screwed up, because I see all that the phone's ringing, either people are going to tell us we screwed something up.
I don't think any experts, Don.
Does anybody really care?
Do we really need to help? No, we don't care.
Okay, then
we all have 14. That's the most important thing. We all have 14 players.
Let's all now review our final teams going in draft order, starting with... Joe Ardinger.
I have Priest Holmes, Torrey Holt, Edgerrin James, Tiki Barber, the Pollard guy, Armani Toomer, Bubba Franks, Byron Leftwich, Mark Brunell, Garrison Hurst, Peerless Price, Sebastian Janikowski, Ike Hilliard, and my beloved Washington Redskins defense.
Beth Ann McBride.
Okay, I have, if I can read my writing, Peyton Manning, Steve Smith, the Baltimore Ravens defense, Todd Heap, Jeff Wilkins, Jimmy Smith, Rod Gardner, Jake Plummer, Eric Johnson, Rudy Johnson, Rod Smith, Emmett Smith, Roy Williams, and Julius Jones.
Such a girl. Buzz.
That's a hell of a team.
Is it?
No, it's not. I have Michael Vick and Brett Favre, LaDainian Tomlinson, Brian Westbrook, Deshaun Foster, Hines Ward, Joe Horn, Javon Walker, the Eagles defense, the Jacksonville defense for tight ends, Algie Crumpler and Randy McMichael, and kickers Adam Vinatieri and Ryan Longwell.
And I know I say it every year, but folks, here's your Super Bowl winner right here.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks, Matt Hasselbeck, and a fellow you may have heard of named Tom Brady.
Hmm.
Running backs, Amon Green, Stephen Davis, Marshall Faulk. Wide receivers, Marvin Harrison, Plaxico Burress, Isaac Bruce, Larry Fitzgerald, Corin Robinson. Defense, Patriots and Buffalo Bills. Tight end, Kellen Winslow Jr. Kicker, Joe Nedney. Give me the trophy right now. Rob.
Quinton Portis, Sean Alexander, Dominic Davis, Charlie Garner.
Garner.
Derek Mason, Chad Johnson, who I don't think is hurt, Chris Chambers, Steve McNair, Brad Johnson, Boo Williams, David Akers, Matt Stover, Tampa, and the Miami defense.
And Mike.
At running back, Deuce McAllister. At wide receiver, Randy Moss. At quarterback, Chad Pennington. At running back, Kevin Barlow. At wide receiver, From your Detroit Lions, Charles Rogers.
Boo!
At tight end. And this is the guy to watch this year, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremy Shockey.
Right.
A backup QB from your New Orleans Saints, Aaron Brooks, the Seattle defense. Mm-hmm. And then rounding out the team, Daryl Jackson, Jason Elam, Deion Branch, Lee Suggs, John Carney. On the backup defense is the St. Louis Rams.
Our not crooked commissioner, John Norman.
All right, Dante Culpepper, Jamal Lewis, Lavernius Cole, Santana Moss, Trent Green, Dante Stallworth, Corey Dillon, Tennessee's defense, Antonio Gates, Mohsin Muhammad, Deuce Daly, Quentin Griffin, Matt Stover, and Tyrone Calico.
And finally, from college at Clemson, Bart, your team.
Donovan McNabb, Vinny Testaverde, Fred Taylor, Thomas Jones, Chris Brown, Terrell Owens, Keyshawn Johnson, Justin McCarron, Eric Mold, Andre Johnson, Tony Gonzalez, Mike Vander Yeagt, Carolina Panthers defense, and the Broncos defense.
Did you even get a kicker? Oh, no, you got Vanderjack, right. How many receivers you got, Bart?
A lot, like six.
Yeah, because I got five receivers. Wow. I got five receivers.
I got five receivers.
All right, well, that's how we do the fantasy draft. And you'll be able to follow this on our website.
All right, before we go, though, I want to make sure everybody, make sure you give me your list so I can get these things answered tonight so they'll be on the website when you go looking for them.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, well, there you go. That's the Jerry Todd League.
Jerry Todd.
With all of us here from the Don and Mike Show. Until next time, thank you for your time. Your local news is next. So, what do you think?
I think it's fantastic. I was just handing John my list. I think it's the most efficient draft we've ever run.
Oh,
everybody was prepared. We zipped right through it.
Yeah.
And I think we offered a little entertainment and a little information.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Bart, what did you think? Before I let you go, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think? You have a good time this year?
Yeah, I think I have a pretty good team.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You've done this since you were a little kid. Now you're off at college. And are you in any other leagues with anybody else at school, or is this it for you this year?
This is it.
All right, bud. All right, well, I love you, and be safe.
See you in the Super Bowl, Bart.
All right. See you there, bud.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye, bud. Well, that's it. That's the fantasy draft.
That is the fantasy draft.
I'm psyched about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm psyched about it. I'm really seriously psyched about it.
I think it's going to be the best year ever.
Let's take some phone calls next, because what the hell?
God, what a time.
Right? What the hell? You really like that drink, don't you, Mike?
I'm enjoying myself.
And you too.
You are. Let's take phone calls now. This got a bit of a midget phone scan.
I mean, teeny tiny one.
Small,
it's like an airline bottle of liquor.
877-365-3636. That's the number of your calls on the rotating random phone scan line straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's fucking awful. It's a young man. Heart disease. A silent killer. Hey, there are worse ways to go. Even still, I'm the patient doomed. Pretty fucking humiliating. So Elvis died. That guy in Hollywood, too. Don something. Producer of Simpsons.
The Don and Mike Show. Like the Girl Scouts, they have changed. Don and Mike.
Right. Let me see. On tomorrow's program, this guy has been a guilty pleasure for us ever since we broadcast in New York City. He's a guy we used to watch on the Fox station in New York. Dave Price, the weather guy.
Very funny man.
We think he's funny.
Yeah.
He's on the CBS morning show that nobody watches.
You know what I have to do is I have to research tonight the name of the old man that he used to work opposite.
Oh, the guy with the gray hair?
Yeah, because he was genuinely funny with him.
Tomorrow he'll be on the show. Buzz has breaking news. Buzz?
The prosecution in the Kobe Bryant case will reportedly ask that charges be dismissed against the NBA star. The case will be dropped.
So they'll go to the, but they'll go to civil.
She's still filing a lawsuit against him. Yeah.
So that is
criminal charges will apparently be dropped. Now.
Well, that's been a long haul.
And I guess we'll never know about the vile act involving her face.
I think.
Boy. Well, you know what? I mean, now that's you got to look at it. That guy went through a little slice of hell.
Yeah.
No comment.
After a slice of heaven.
No comment. Yes, right. Thank you, Buzz. Breaking news.
Well, what do you think? You think he was guilty?
Yeah.
You
do. Phone scan 877-365-3636.
I think he's a great guy.
We'll take phone calls now.
Get off his back. I love her.
Mike's drinking. I keep forgetting you're having a Donnie right now. Tomorrow on the show, like I said, Dave Price from the CBS Weather Morning Show.
I love his brother Mark.
And Skippy from Family Ties.
Right.
And also tomorrow, gee, do you think, Ross?
Maybe.
Also tomorrow, the Friday favorites, because tomorrow's our last show before we get out of here for a couple of weeks.
Tomorrow is?
Yep.
Yeah.
And now, your telephone calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Meanwhile, I feel this poison ivy creeping up my throat.
Yee.
I really do.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah. The reason, Mike, you didn't know about the vacation is you're running best of this time.
Okay, gotcha. Hello there, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to say two things real quick. Whoever got Tyrone Calico, he sprained both of his knees. Just so you know.
That might be John Norman.
I think John said, I know he's hurt when he selected.
That's true.
Did anybody get Mark Bolger?
Nope.
Mark Bolger? No.
No.
You know, we were talking, there's a lot of guys. You know, Jake Delhomme wasn't picked.
Bolger was the third best fantasy quarterback last year.
Oh, okay. That was last year.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Here they come.
Now, listen, I was almost going to start it. Let's not ridicule all of these guys.
Oh, come on.
Oh, please. No, come on. They listened to the last 20 minutes that we did on this thing.
Well, people listen all the time and get ridiculed.
You know, but...
Hey,
it was nerdy, but I'm glad they listened. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hola from Mexico.
Hola. Hey, hola.
Really?
Our Mexican line is working.
Wonderful.
Bueno arbusto y hace calor y muy gordo.
Now, listen.
Hot and fat is what he was saying.
Oh, is that what he was saying?
He was hot and fat, guys.
Because they just deleted him because they were not sure what he was saying in Mexican.
Hace calor is hot and muy gordo is fat.
Anyway, thanks to the station in Houston, we've now discovered that the 800 number for Canada also works for Mexico.
Isn't that delightful?
Cool. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Yeah, guys. There's a football website you should probably check out.
No.
It's a website that makes fun of what all the broadcasters say. It actually pulls out all of the ambiguous and just flat out really badly gay comments that they make.
You mean like the Sports Center kind of guys?
No. I mean like Madden. Like on Monday night when Madden said he put all of these up. The website is called...
You know, if you remember last year... Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
Remember last year when Madden talked about going... A guy was going through a hole in the line.
Right.
And he goes right up through the a-hole.
Exactly. They have that kind of stuff.
All right,
site.
What's the website? Because Buzz will go there right now. Would you click on Buzz? What is it, my friend?
The book, it's called TheBookOfGay.com.
TheBookOfGay.com.
And it has, it also, not only does it have what happened this week, it's got an archive of the preseason games so far, as well as who the gayest uniforms are, as well as Maddenisms, as well as a complaint form that is so... funny.
You got that, Buzz?
The football book of gay.
Well, that's... All right. That, you know what? That's a good tip in. Thank you,
absolutely,
my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank
no
you.
No problem.
See you later. All right. We'll research that. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, phone scan.
Yes. You had two picks for Matt Stover. I just want to let you know. You had two separate people pick Matt Stover.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I heard two separate people pickled.
Buzz is pickled. Right now, Buzz is pickled.
Buzz is doing a little Jeremy Piven over there.
Is that something? Jeremy Piven.
You had two Matt Stovers. Isn't that funny?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Greetings, Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hey, and listen, whatever we screwed up in the draft, we'll figure it out.
That's
you
right.
know, off the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Well, I just wanted to tell you where it went wrong was your bootlicker and the commissioner both got Matt Stover.
Hey, what? Oh, they both got Matt. Who's bootlicker?
Your boy.
Oh, Rob?
Yeah.
Rob.
Him and the
Hey, Rob ain't my bootlicker, you ass.
Okay, your tennis shoe licker.
Wait a minute, John Norman has come in here.
Excuse
right
me,
now.
He's simply my best friend. Ass.
Thank you for your help, ass. You're
ass.
Right. Yes, Rob and I both did pick Max Stover. I think Rob got him first.
Ass.
I will make another pick. Thank you, helper.
Bye, ass.
Who's got to make another pick?
All right, take care.
Come over here and lick my boots.
Hey. So John Norman's going to make another pick.
Yeah. Puss in Boots. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's my favorite character in Trek.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, first off, how high did the Bush girls look last night?
Listen, seriously, the one on the right, I think it's Jenna.
Jenna, the blonde.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She did all the talking last night.
Right.
White pants.
Were they great? I can't wait.
Yeah.
Until we go to that gay wedding.
Oh, I hope they're there.
Yeah, I hope they're there too.
Well, Buzz, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I've had a beverage, so I'll say it.
Okay.
What the gay guys said yesterday.
Yeah, I know what they said, and we probably shouldn't say anything about that. Yeah. We hope they'll be there. Right.
Yeah, we sure do hope they'll be there.
Scheduled.
Yeah, I see fish.
But I agree, they were two hot little girls, and that routine that they did last night at the RNC
couldn't have sucked enough.
You could have had a contest. Which is more dead? They could have pulled out Ronald Reagan and propped him up and said, which is more dead?
Oh, man.
This routine these girls are doing or this guy who was our president?
Chris Matthews about had an aneurysm talking about it.
Oh, hey, Chris Matthews, fantastic last night. Some guy jumps the fence and starts beating him up with a sign last night.
Really?
When he was outside doing his low-rated MSNBC show. Fantastic. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Radio God.
And you know what? We never even got to listening to Arnold's entire speech today.
Yes.
I hope we have time tomorrow because I love the way he particularly butchered the name Abraham Lincoln.
And I liked, and this is a visual, I like the way the angle of his head, which is really resembling Mussolini a little more every time he speaks.
And also, he can't frown because his face is too tight.
And his hair is so red.
He's the incredible plastic man.
What is also great, it's sort of subtle, but Madison's Queer Garden.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming here to Madison Square Garden.
Madison's Queer Garden.
That's right. This is the great room for the Republicans in Madison's Queer Garden.
What can we do for you? You are still on the air.
Hey, guys. First time, long time listener, first time caller.
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
I don't care about the bio.
Kudos on your fantasy draft thing.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind if I pop back to yesterday. Don,
how old are you?
17, actually.
You're 17?
Yes.
All right. Well, what do you want?
Well, Walmart may have McDonald's. Target does have Pizza Hut.
Yes, you know, and I was thinking of that. You know what?
Thank you,
not
boy.
Bad, young man, really, yeah, because I was thinking of that yesterday when Don was saying it has McDonald's. I knew that we had in Target a fast food operation.
Like you can compare the two.
I don't think you can.
And incidentally, you're taking advice from a young man who doesn't even have hair everywhere.
Touche.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, Mike, I just want to congratulate you for picking one of the best quarterbacks, Tom Brady. And Don, I wanted to...
Hey, dummy. Hey, dumbass.
Yes, sir?
Dumbass. This is Don. I picked Tom Brady.
I'm sorry.
I picked Aaron Brooks and Chad Pennington.
I
have Tom Brady and Matt Hasselbeck. What else can we do?
You know why I did that?
Because I've always wanted a quarterback named Chad.
What else can we do for you, ass?
I am a big ass.
Okay.
I just wanted to say also that I'm a Red Sox fan, and I'm
there's a shock.
Excited.
Now, hold on a second.
Guy's a moron.
Hold on. We defend all these guys. Hey, go easy on them. The Red Sox comes out of his mouth, and you two jump out of your skin.
Right. He's a retard.
He's not.
He's a retard.
Well, just let him finish, please.
What?
And I just think
Come on, even you wanted that.
Of course,
even you wanted
that.
To hang out
there. Yeah, that's like Wild World.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, beautiful.
Oh, hi.
You have such a pretty show.
I would imagine this is for Buzz.
Hello, beautiful.
It was beautiful.
He just said we have a very pretty show. It has to be for you.
Hello.
No, actually, I wanted to say Mike.
Yeah.
My goodness, when y'all were doing the draft.
Yeah.
You kept referring to you couldn't talk because you were enjoying a drink.
Yes.
You made me spit out my food, dude.
Okay, dude. Well, you have a very pretty voice.
I'm telling you something. Mm-hmm. That's a potent drink. I should actually patent that recipe for the Donny, D-O-N-I.
Didn't want to say anything to you at the very beginning, because when I first dove into it, it was a little, it had almost a medicinal quality to it, and then about the third sip, it settles on your tongue, and it's delightful.
It kicks right in.
Like so many adult beverages, the more you drink, the better they get.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scan. Hello.
Hi, am I on the air?
Turn your radio down, or you won't be.
Oh, hey,
Hey, troublemaker. Hey.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I didn't think I would get through so quickly.
Right.
I've got a little story about poison ivy. I don't know if you guys are still entertaining that subject.
Don is suffering right now.
I'm interested because I have two big splotches of it on me, and my throat is not swelling shut.
Okay, but let's take the call before you lose the airway.
I feel it on the roof of my mouth.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that you're not dying yet.
Yeah. Not yet.
Well, when I was a little kid, I was with my buddies, and we were building a tree fort. And I had to go to the bathroom. I had to relieve myself, the kind where you need to sit down.
Oh.
So I did my business. Did my business, and
shock, shock.
Guess what I used to clean myself?
Was it? Would it be poison ivy?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Was it your friend?
Excuse me.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's what it was. Probably. It was his friend he used to. Hello there, Don, Mike, Shell.
Hello, Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, everybody there?
Hi there. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say
what
how
a
Mike
good friend.
The shellacking the Yankees took last night.
Now, haven't we discussed this already?
Yeah. What are
you well, saying? I'm sorry, guys. I missed the first hour
who's,
of the show.
Whose fault is that about the shellacking that the Yankees took last night?
There's nothing wrong with revisiting that.
Oh, we're hanging up. Boy, you're sounding like the drink is getting to you.
Yeah.
Hello, Don, Mike, show.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Dave Price's buddy was Jim Ryan. The drunk Irish guy.
Right.
Oh, there
right,
you right, go. Right from Channel 5 in New York. Thank
he's
you.
Up on that drunk Irish guy talk.
Hello, on a night show.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, I had to delete that out, my friend.
Amusing, but we can't air it.
Although it was. Hey, good.
Well, sir, but the answer to the question is because you're dying.
Yeah, I see fish.
Hello, on a night show phone scan.
How's it feel, huh?
Hello,
smart
phone.
Guy, you're going to die.
Phone scan, hello?
Yes, I was wondering if Mike would consider a franchise to his restaurant in Vegas.
Yes.
A little bit of money.
Yes, the answer is
look
yes.
Look around cafe.
One
yes.
The best.
Yes, please.
Send Mike $1 bills.
Absolutely, and we're going to make it happen in Vegas.
That's right. Every franchise comes with another picture of me.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And incidentally, I'm done with the shameless promoting because I think it's gotten a little out of hand, all right?
You know what that is? That's the booze talking.
No.
Either that or you've got a major promo hit that you want to get
no,
in here.
No, I mean, I could sit here and talk about the fact that we have a new menu today.
Brand new!
A new menu?
A brand new menu.
Ah, shut up, horse.
Sorry. Hello?
Second in the way of the disc jockey?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
What's your name?
Hey, this is Dennis in Green Bay.
Yes, Dennis, why are you calling, my friend?
I'm the last caller. Woo-hoo!
Yes, but,
hey,
but why are you calling?
I got a draft question for B.A.
Well, she's not here. Maybe we can answer it for her.
I just want to know if she was all thonged out for the draft.
Right. That is a good call.
All right, Perv. Last person on the phone scan. What's your first name?
Dennis.
From WNFL in Green Bay, right?
You got it, baby.
Right on. You've got the first season of HBO's The Ali G Show on Divid. This outrageous comedy series is the funniest British comedy invasion since Monty Python.
Mm.
Now on DVD. Enjoy that. And thank you for listening in Green Bay.
Thank you. Hey, Rob, you want to come over and watch The Ali G Show with me?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Hey, Patty Heaton's book was ghostwritten by Hank Kingsley.
What? You know, you're very close to losing the prize.
I know. My mother's a whore. I grew up in Toronto.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, shut up.
Shut up.
God.
Good news to his people.
He was all right.
He made it up.
You're funny when you drink.
He's okay. Yeah. What's everybody getting so uptight about?
That's right.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, Kerry, unhappy with campaign, hence the long face.
Oh, I thought it was Kerry unhappy with Rob.
Yeah,
no.
Hence the long face.
Different Kerry.
Different Kerry. Yeah. Okay, stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news,
for
and,
news
comments.
And comments coming up
on the Don and Mike show.
That was very
professional.
This. Is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Noted Bonesman, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Now listen, just so you don't flip out, tomorrow is our last show before vacation.
No!
We're on a streak. Now, we've been since February. We've not been fired or suspended.
No, we haven't. Look at us.
So tomorrow will be the last show before the Labor Day break, just so you know. So you don't think that we got canned or something.
Yeah, we're coming back.
Time now for Buzz Burbank News and Comments.
Right.
Buzz brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without getting laid. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. 624 and Harold Melvin. Really, Teddy Pendergrass, but sweet, sweet Philadelphia soul. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the love I lost. And now here is Buzz Gurdley. Oh, and I want to mention that...
There's the harmony. I mean, listen to that, huh? Isn't that great?
You are...
I got hiccups.
You're funny.
Yeah, go on.
What a mention. DonandMikeWebsite.com
yeah.
will be up by September 30.
Wonderful.
So if you want to get clips of the show, real-time clips, that'll be available along with the affiliate list, the links, and, of course, the store.
Yes, some junk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, junk to sell.
Good. We're going
to
have good junk.
And also our fantasy football stuff. That'll all be on DonandMikeWebsite.com coming this month, being as it's September. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Team Clinton to the rescue for John Kerry.
Clinton.
Kerry has seen his poll numbers slip in the past month, apparently because of the vicious attacks on his military service in Vietnam. And Abe says Kerry's furious about the way his campaign people didn't really respond to those attacks. Kerry reportedly wanted to respond to those attacks himself, but was advised against it by the people he's just fired. They've been replaced by faces from the last presidential campaign of Bill Clinton. But quoting one high-ranking Democrat, the question is it too late?
Mm-hmm.
There's one Republican who's so right-wing,
yes, it is too late. I'm sorry, excuse me.
He even embarrasses a lot of other Republicans.
Who's that?
A lot. His name is Alan Keyes. He's now running for a vacant Senate seat in Illinois.
He's funny, though. He's
from Maryland.
Listen, here's the thing. Isn't that the guy that's also like a part-time DJ?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And he's from Maryland, right? And he's moving to Illinois to run against Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Right.
His latest gem is that the daughter of Vice President Dick Cheney is, and I quote, a selfish hedonist. A hedonist is someone who lives for personal pleasure. Wrongly listed, I think, is one of the seven deadly sins.
I tell you what I think she is. She's a darling dyke.
Oh, she's lovely.
I saw her last night on TV.
Hello, man. Sweetness.
You know who she kind of looked like?
Who?
Who's that dude that fought Rocky when Rocky fought the Russian
Dolph
guy?
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah. Right.
Spot on with that one.
That's who Dick Cheney's daughter looks like.
Hi, this is Dick Cheney's daughter, Dolph.
Alan Keyes says if we embrace gay marriages, then we're giving up on procreation and going instead for, quote, selfish hedonism. When asked if Mary Cheney is a selfish hedonist, he answered, that goes by definition. Of
good heavens, no.
Of course she is, he says, end quote. By Keyes' definition, then all gays and lesbians are selfish hedonists.
Hey, listen, not too tricky for Dick Cheney, huh? Tricky Dick?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so ridiculous.
That I see him doing the thing that obviously the Kerry people have spliced together, saying, you know, we're for gay rights and everything. Then I see them doing the spin this morning on TV where they have Cheney's wife. Mm-hmm. And in essence, what they're saying is, we do believe that the states have the right to decide if gays can get married or not. Our daughter is gay, and we support her,
mm-hmm.
yet we support Bush more than we support our own family.
Yes, kind of what they're saying. Yeah. The Smoking Gun website mostly exists to bring us documents we probably wouldn't otherwise see by using the Freedom of Information Act. But the website recently embarked on a different venture involving a new feature from the United States Postal Service that may or may not be such a good idea. Under the new program, you can choose a picture to put on a postage stamp. You choose the picture yourself. You could use a picture of yourself or your kitty cat or Elvis. Or you could, as the Smoking Gun did, use a picture of that famous traitor couple, the Rosenbergs. The letter was delivered, and no gun-toting mailman came to the website's door. Also used a picture of Monica Lewinsky's stained blue dress.
You know who I want?
Who?
That's the new Bethann jingle
for the Bethann stamp.
Bethann stamp.
They also featured a picture on one of their custom-made stamps of New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy. The post office rejected pictures of the Unabomber, you'll be pleased to know.
Here's the other Bethann that uses Roxanne.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, the thing about this stamp, you got to pay $20 bucks before you can lick it.
Bethann.
Bethann.
Now, the question in this story is, who's stupider? the person who tried.
I am.
Who, no, no, you're not in this story.
No, you don't need to get involved in this.
All right, I can raise my hand.
Listen and vote. The person who tried to pass a $200 bill bearing the face of President Bush, or the clerk at Fashion Bug who accepted it as real money.
I'd say the clerk.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the person that tried to pass it, because the clerk, it can just simply be boredom. You're not paying attention to what you're doing.
Probably what happened.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I disagree. I say it's the person who passed it is stupid.
Yeah, that's what I said. The person that passed it. I think the clerk is just, you know, not even looking. And they,
well, see,
you know,
not knowing the story, how are we not to know that the guy who passed it.
Or woman.
A guy or girl. A woman.
A woman.
Didn't know that. I mean, how do you know that she didn't go into merry-go-round or whatever the store is and say, I got a $200 bill, maybe the guy will be dumb enough to take it.
Well, it's either dumb enough or inattentive enough. See, that's what I'm wondering.
Everybody should know there's no such thing as a $200 bill.
Oh, go on, Buzz.
The clerk didn't even notice the signature of Ronald Reagan instead of the Treasury Secretary's, or the hinky serial number, DUBYA4U2001, that's W4U2001, The woman who passed the money is facing charges. The clerk is simply facing ridicule.
Do you remember years back we called fast food restaurants to determine who was the stupidest?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Because a Dairy Queen, I think, took a $1,000 bill or something.
They did.
Dairy Queen, I think, was our stupidest.
I think they ended up being the loser.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've heard of cops busting into the wrong apartment? Well, bad guys can do that, too. There was apparently some kind of mix-up at bad guy headquarters the day Boston's 32-year-old Paul Michael Callahan decided to rob a Fleet Bank.
Three named guy, that equals trouble.
So Paul found himself demanding money at the wrong address. It was a Kinko's-type establishment, not a bank. The clerk nervously said to the robber, all we can give you is copies. Damn you, MapQuest. So he asked the copy lady for directions to the Fleet Bank, and she politely obliged. He got a modest $2,500 in his robbery at the Fleet Bank, but sadly for Paul, he also got red dye all over him. Some days crime just doesn't pay.
Ah, the Fleet Company. And you know, when they stop making the enemas.
I know.
You know, they said
the best enema I ever had.
Just stick to what they know, and then they get into that whole banking.
Do one thing well.
Right.
It could have been worse for Paul. He could have tried to rob the Bedrock Bank. There is a town of Bedrock that's not a place right out of history.
Yabba dabba doo, we'll have a gay old time.
It's in Colorado, near the Utah border, population 10. But there is no First National Bank of Bedrock, despite the website that was accepting deposits and payments and investments.
Hey, boo-boo!
And the bank's...
That's Yogi Bear. That's not Fred Flintstone.
That would be the Yellowstone Bank.
Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Wow.
How was that drink, Mike?
Boy, oh boy.
Basically,
I'm so sorry.
Wilma!
I'll drink to that.
Do what I do. Use the script.
Yes.
The bank's brick-and-mortar address, 7729 Granite Avenue, also does not exist. There is no Granite Avenue in Bedrock, Colorado.
Spacely?
Again, Hanna-Barbera. Wrong show, though, Mike.
Oh, boy.
What about Top Cat?
Top Cat.
Also, Hanna-Barbera, not the Flintstones.
Federal regulators say the phony online bank could have been something evil, like to steal people's identities, or it could have just been a humorous reference to the Flintstones. In any event, they've shut it down. By the way, send a letter to Barney Rubble or Fred Flintstone at Bedrock, Colorado, and your letter will come back marked fictional cartoon character.
Exit stage fright.
Who is that? That's,
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Yeah, stage right, running on the wave. And...
Hey, that was terrific.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
I got hiccups.
He also does Dudley Do-Right.
Oh, he does a great Dudley Do-Right.
Tis I, Dudley Do-Right of the Mounties.
Little frog in my throat.
I'll drink to that.
Tis I.
That was great, brother. Thank you.
Same with two high school girls who both have their first sip of near beer.
Yeah.
The two of you guys.
You can have your way with us later.
Buzz's impression of Dudley Do-Right as he passes away.
Yes. That was the dying Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right's death rattle.
Tis I.
So, auto asphyxiation.
Auto-erotic asphyxiation.
Dudley Do-Right now.
Here I am. Put the bag on my head. I'm suspended from the door jam. Oh, no.
That's how he went. So, if you don't trust banks, you might as well deposit your money in your stomach. They call him the human piggy bank. But doctors in Thailand had to perform emergency surgery on... on Sangwan Pongsawat. Sangwan Pongsawat, to remove the 4.5 pounds of coins from his belly. Pongswat, the human piggy bank, had swallowed the coins because of a mental disorder that makes a few people swallow a lot of things. Doctors say they've now made a withdrawal from the human piggy bank. He'll be fine. But they say he's suffering some minor side effects.
Oh, my darling, Clementine.
I hope you don't eat some money.
Oh, my darling, Clementine. Oh, my darling, Clementine. Oh, you bought food today and Mike ate some. How was it, Mike Clementine?
Oh, yummy. Oh, yes, it was good.
Doctors say Pongsat will be fine.
How's your throat?
Who, mine?
Yeah, I see fish.
But they say he's suffering some minor side effects because of all the metal that had been in his body for so long.
I think we're all a little goofy in here today.
I don't see it myself.
Right.
They say the coins had turned black from Pongsat's stomach acid.
Oh, ew.
As you might expect.
Baby. Buzz, what's next?
More oddities in a moment. A woman who heard a crash through her roof.
Hey, you're funny. I mean, I know it sounded like Will Ferrell and that thing, but
he's like waving the cards around.
He's funny. Oh, he's sitting over there with his story. Coming up next, he's holding the card like,
uh-huh. Look at this.
Like right Anna here. White, like, ew.
God, I wish this was TV.
Refrigerator, Pat. What's next, Buzz?
Something fell through a lady's house.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The cure for pronated foot. The Don and Mike Show.
Now here's
Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hi. Hey, what are the odds of this oddity? In our affiliate city of Portland, Oregon, a woman minding her own business at home heard a crash. It rattled her windows and the house itself in the otherwise quiet suburb of Forest Grove.
Buzz, let me just say, 910 max.
There it is.
That's in Portland, Oregon. That's our station in Portland.
Right. It rattled her house, it rattled her windows, and then she saw the hole in her roof. And then she saw the bags. Bags filled with a coarse, powdery gray substance. A lot like cremated human remains. Witnesses report seeing a low-flying airplane trying to pass over the nearby cemetery. The FAA is investigating.
You know, it seems like a month doesn't go by where there's not another story about somebody doing something with people's remains.
I realize that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Or something falling from the sky, as a matter of fact.
I'm excited about that.
It turns you on.
Yes.
So you...
Think about it for a moment. I had a drink, too.
But then what doesn't?
Yeah.
Very good, then.
Here's more reason.
What not? What for? Oh, hold on.
What?
I got to bust him on it today.
I know.
We were having a real life, not radio conversation.
Off the air. Okay.
Off the air. Uh-huh. When Rob said something along the lines of, well, we had some family over not last night, and what not?
Oh, really really used it in a sentence?
Yeah, but I did
catch myself and apologize.
You did, but it was after it had already come out.
Oh, no,
that's like shooting somebody and then going and getting the bullet and saying, I wish I could put it back in the gun.
That is a violation.
You cannot unring a bell. You must now hang up on me.
He's the toughest enforcer of that
rule. That's right.
And whatnot.
And whatnot.
Here's more reason to get some of those disinfectant wipes for your office furnishings. A new survey.
What?
I was going to say, you guys just need them.
Shut up.
A new survey has 14% of Americans admitting they've had sex at work. A proud 19% of men have confessed to this. Only 8% of the women say they've done it at work. But some workers prefer to leave the office first. The survey shows 33% of men saying they've found lovers at work compared to 18% of the women.
And here it's a guy named Jonathan and a woman named...
Fan.
That's fantastic. You can really get the feel for it.
Still can't hear the edit. We told you recently about a New York police detective who was busted by a fellow cop for soliciting sex with a minor online. Well, today there's a bigger fish to fry. A New Jersey police commissioner. He reportedly emailed nude photos to a couple of undercover detectives who were posing online as 14-year-old girls.
George Michael.
God.
Stop.
Providence, not him.
Now the commissioner is in jail on a $100,000 bond. 39-year-old Frank Mudry was the police commissioner.
Mudry?
Mudry, you're in big trouble now. Commissioner of a town in Passaic County, little town called Little Ferry, New Jersey.
Oh, dear.
What's so funny about that, Bob?
Little Ferry.
And from the isn't it ironic file.
What happened to your voice, Mike?
Something just jammed in my throat. Yeah. I think it's poison ivory.
Oh, heavens.
Happened to Dudley earlier.
Who?
From the isn't it ironic file, a Florida state trooper who was featured in a highway safety video has just been injured in a traffic accident.
That's ironic.
Yes, it is.
Don't you think?
The very kind of accident. He
you know
was
what it
in
is?
The
it's
video
like rain on your wedding day.
No, that's just bad luck. That's not irony.
Well, that's what the song says.
Well, I know, but the song is
I know,
wrong.
But it's an ongoing argument we've had ever since Alanis Morissette became popular.
It would be ironic if it rained on your wedding day and you were a weatherman.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a bit of irony.
To be really precise, irony is when the intended meaning is opposite of what's written.
Okay, bookworm.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks a lot.
So, this trooper...
I found that helpful, Rob.
Thank you.
The trooper...
You're welcome.
We've all learned something.
Yes, we have.
I'm trying to think of the nerdy guy from The Simpsons right now. That was the other one that I was... What is it?
Oh, it's not... Is it Nelson?
Who's the nerdy kid from The Simpsons always gets beaten up by...
Oh, is it Milhouse?
Milhouse.
That's it. Milhouse.
Well, this was
and Milhouse's dad looks just like him as well.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. This was the very kind of accident the trooper was in the safety video to try to prevent. Cars moving too quickly and too closely to other cars that may be parked on the shoulder, like a cop car. The patrol car, 38-year-old trooper John Baker of Broward County, was parked along 95 when it was sideswiped by an SUV.
Hold on, boys. Milhouse has something to say.
I just wanted to ask if the person that hit him was deaf.
I'll check, Rob. Okay.
Please
for
do.
You.
Thank you.
Trooper John's now in the hospital. The driver's been cited for failure to maintain a lane.
Test, test.
I'm sorry.
What's the diamond mean?
P. Diddy, who may or may not have a bigger boat than Usher, stunned the guests at his post-MTV Awards party the other night with an unusual buffet. There in the middle of the table on his boat in Miami was a naked woman covered by a single fig leaf.
Yeah.
And food.
Pity. Tell him, pity.
People were too uptight to go anywhere near the display, except for Will Smith.
Yeah, I see fish.
The actor went over and ate fruit off the woman's body, and then others joined in.
Here's the woman.
If you have a question, I know we can help you too. I want you to pick up the phone.
The late Esther Roll.
Give it a drudge.
This call is free. Pick up the phone now.
That was the nude woman.
Well, Esther
said. Is it what someone said who wants a roll?
Man, you know, life in the fast lane, though. Can you imagine that?
That must
You're
be
on
rough.
A mega yacht. You got all the movie stars there.
You got a naked chick.
A naked chick. Paid to lie down there and be a buffet.
Got like a shrimp cocktail coming out of her belly button.
Amazing.
And you got Will Smith. Going
up
over,
there, going eating, you know,
eating off her,
eating fruit off her body.
Mm-hmm. That must be the life.
It must be.
Not down here in the trenches.
No. In sports, we have these drinks though.
Yeah.
In sports, prosecutors in Kobe Bryant's rape case will ask a judge to drop the sexual assault charge against their client, according to a source close to the case. This is expected to happen today.
Hey, what happened?
Legal observers say the dismissal would be with prejudice, meaning the prosecutors could not bring up the case in the future. The prosecution is to hold a news conference in just a few minutes. Lawyers for both sides this week have been concentrating on putting together a jury, opening statements, and been scheduled to start next Tuesday.
Hey, what happened?
And finally, nobody knows what happened. Nobody knows why a man in Albuquerque was out in public naked walking a pit bull. Or why the pit bull would decide to attack him.
Oh.
But they know the ugly results.
Oh, no.
Police say the dog bit off the unidentified man's genitals.
You go shock jock.
At last check, the dog and the man's privates were still missing. I'm Buzz Burbank. On the John and Mike Show.
Thank you.
That is the kicker. Feel good.
That's it, kids. Good night.
What a great fantasy draft we had.
Thanks to the Wing King. His website is
BuffaloWing.com.
BuffaloWing.com. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with our fantasy draft today.
Yes, and thanks to John Norman for doing all the work.
Good job. Absolutely. Thank you, Johnny. And that stuff will be on DonnaMikeWebsite.com by the end of the month. Tomorrow, it's our last show before the end of summer vacation. That's always a fun one. We'll be joined by Dave Price, Money Weatherman from CBS, and we'll have the Friday favorite as well tomorrow, even though it's only Thursday. Until then, good day to you,
good day
sir.
To you, sir.
I'm watching you, Buzz. Good day to you, Mike.
Mike,
are you
right
okay?
Right at you, Don. Right at
hey, you. Yeah. God damn. And you.
Hey, you.
You.
You can look.
You better not touch. That's right. We'll see you tomorrow, my poison ivy. See you tomorrow.
Don't scratch it.
Stay tuned for Ron and Fez, who get vacation always.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Coming up in Washington, Baltimore, and Tampa Bay. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode.
So long anyway.
Okay, scratch it.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK. WJFK.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.